don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What's my name?
What you talking about, Willis?
Don't ever say that to me again.
I have never beat a midget, but I was thinking about it earlier today, and it sounds like it'd be fun.
The city isn't what it used to be. It all happened so fast. Everything went to crap. It's like everyone's sense of morals just disappeared. The bad economy made things worse. The jobs started drying up. Then the stores had to shut down. Then a black man was elected president. He was supposed to change things. He didn't.
And now,
there are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Our feature presentation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hey, party people, welcome on in to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. Where's my monkey? Beer mug, what's going on?
He's probably stuck on Carmageddon, but it's only Tuesday.
I know, I think we're a few days ahead of Carmageddon. Usually he's called by now to say he's either left the house late, or yes, he's in traffic, or he can't find his key card to get into the building, but you've heard nothing?
Nothing.
Does this mean he's still asleep? Sweetly
all right, listen, producer Alex, I know you're listening in the next room. Do not call him. This is the fatal mistake she always makes when somebody oversleeps. Do not call them. That's not how we operate on this show. You see how long they'll sleep, because the longer they sleep, the funnier it is, right?
Well, certainly the more they panic.
I mean, if you wake up at, if you wake up 45 minutes late, you go, oh, man, but you can still be there and salvage it and make it a day. Mm-hmm. If you wake up 3 hours late, then you'll never get over it. You'll never, ever forget it. You'll never figure out how it happened.
We'll never let it go either.
Absolutely. So I'm ordering the next room to make no telephone calls.
All right.
All right. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you, Pete?
Oh, I'm so sexy. Beer mug, you hear from our European lover?
I finally did.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Was she singing Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor?
No, she wasn't.
This is Beer Mug's girlfriend that we talked about yesterday on the Kevin and Bean Show, who's been on vacation in Europe with 9 dudes, and we were trying to ease him into the possibility, in fact, the probability that she's cheating on him.
Yeah.
Because who goes to Europe with 9 dudes, one of whom Beer Mug knows, by the way, you know, plus all the guys on the continent that she's got to have sex with before she comes
back. Come on.
So, I don't even think of it as cheating, by the way.
I'm with you. That's what I'm saying.
Having a European vacation.
Absolutely. It's part of the Spanish experience.
I think it's in the guidebook.
I mean, look, you go to Europe on vacation. You're on a different continent, so it barely counts anyway. Your boyfriend is 5,000 miles away, and he's beer mug. I mean, you've got nothing but reasons to cheat, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So she didn't fess up?
No, she didn't fess up.
But you're at least mentally, you're eased into the possibility that that's what the story is going to be when she gets back. It's not going to be a huge surprise to you as it might have been had we not alerted you, right?
Well, sure. And if that is the case, I'm taking the next plane out and I'm going to have a wild sex party in whatever country my finger lands on.
Well, good luck with that. I don't know what makes you think you can get a girl over there.
Oh, come
on. Barely got one over here.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't keep her.
That's true.
Well, I just, I shouldn't have felt bad, but I did feel bad yesterday when it occurred to me that that might have been, you know, a lot of jokes get started or suggestions are raised in humor, and then it turns serious somehow, and I didn't want to be the one responsible for breaking these kids up because they've been together for a number of years.
Well, because you can imagine the phone call yesterday. He gets on the phone and he's like, yeah, I know they were joking, but you didn't call me all weekend. And then the fight ensues and now she's pissed. And now she is going to do half of the European continent.
Right. She wasn't even planning on cheating until we accused her of it. Then she thought, hey, that's right. This is my get out of jail free card. Yeah,
that.
Grumpo. Right. Exactly. Oh, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, I know.
All right, real quick, before we talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, I love this story so much. See, this is what happens. Lisa, what have I been saying? Bitches be crazy, right?
Oh, dear, yes.
You know I've been saying that my whole life, and I'll be saying it till the day I die.
Bitches be crazy. Hate you.
A new lawsuit has slammed the female chief of Archie Comics as an abusive tyrant who is prone to vile office outbursts about the male genital organ.
Really?
Now, you don't see this very often where a CEO is sexually harassing the employees and the CEO happens to be a woman, right?
Mm-mm.
Archie Comic Publications has sued its CEO, Nancy Silberklate, in a bid to keep her away from the company's Westchester, New York headquarters. And listen to this, to stop her from attending Comic-Con later this month. They don't even want her to go to Comic-Con. Wow. They're so over her. According to a private investigation company's report attached to the lawsuit, which is filed in Manhattan Supreme Court, Silberklate terrifies employees by yelling, penis, 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 in the office.
Why would she do that?
I don't know, but I love her so much.
Demand? Or
I don't know. She's putting in her lunch order? Beer Mug's girlfriend all over again.
Come on.
Penis, penis, penis. The report also adds that several employees complained about her vile frolics where she asks people if sex toys are stored in the office and says, and here's my favorite part, maybe after penis, 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 that she has to adjust her balls.
Wow.
According to a letter sent to her co-CEO, John Goldwater, she has also ranted about male private parts in meetings. She has been accused of inappropriate behavior and reported that several employees were afraid of her erratic behavior and her bullying. See, this is why you can't. This is why you can't promote women, man. They're nothing but nothing but trouble. They can't control their sex drive. That's the problem. You put them in a position of power. That's the first thing a woman's going to do is abuse it.
It's true. It's true. So. We're just all hands.
Exactly. All right. Let's look ahead toward today's all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Listen, I'm telling you, this is make it or break it right here. On this stage right now, the competition really begins. So you got to be great,
okay,
or you got to be mad at yourself. It's up to you.
All right, man. I got it, dog. Thank you very much. host of Repo Games, Tom DeTone, joins us on the program today. As you know, that is one of our very, very favorite new shows that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we get a chance to win back your car, stop it from being repossessed, and have it paid off if you can answer some trivia questions. Great show. And the surprise that these people have when the crew and the tow truck shows up on their lawn is fantastic.
And I think they have some new episodes coming up.
New episodes. I know. I'm so excited. So Tom will be on the program today. I got a brand new internet roundup for you today. Also, a huge day for our kind of music. New Incubus album comes out today, and as you know, we got Breakfast with Incubus tomorrow. Your last chance to win those tickets is today. Also, the long-awaited new Sublime album comes out today.
Very cool.
Be talking to Rome, lead singer of Sublime.
All right.
On today's Kevin and Bean show, I'm playing some new music for you. Ralph has a show that he's also in love with called American Pickers. If Kevin is here by then, he is going to disagree because he hates all those shows that have to do with people selling their junk.
That's what this is, huh?
So fascinating. Well, you know, you look for, it's a show where they go out and they look for treasures in people's, you know, people's homes and people's collections. And, you know, it's amazing how many different things people collect and how valuable some of it is.
Huh.
I'm with Ralph on this. I just think stuff like this is fascinating. So we'll talk about American Pickers today. We got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices and our friends from Axis of Awesome are going to be stopping by performing for us. Talking about how you can see them live in concert. Very, very funny guys.
Yes.
All right. So big show today, and we'll get it all started off next with Ralph and the Showbiz Beat right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. So tired of all those Alien Ant Farm covers of Michael Jackson songs. Come on, mix it up.
Yeah.
Deal. It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, 551. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Hey, Ralph Garman, thanks for showing up to work today, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Claudie?
Good to see you. Claudie. Haven't given the update, but we are talking to our friend Dr. Mo, who will diagnose me over the phone next hour. Although I did go to a real-life series of doctors yesterday, Ralph.
A series of doctors?
Yes.
You ran a gauntlet of doctors?
I did.
Hmm.
For folks who weren't with us yesterday, I have a potential blood clot in my leg. I had a sports injury. As you know, I'm
very
active.
Stop calling it a sports injury. You woke up in the middle of the night. And your leg hurt.
And the
it's not a sport.
Suggested that if a clot formed, it could kill me, an embolism or a stroke or something like that, and I ought to seriously go get it checked out. So I did.
Stupid
I went to the doctor
yesterday.
We were so close.
Yeah, really. You know, less of you. Just shut the hell up. Let nature take its course, people.
So I went to my doctor, and they checked it out and didn't like the way it looked or felt. So they said, dude, you really should go get it.
Were they looking at your face or your leg?
Oh, see what you did there? So they sent me for the ultrasound. I don't have the results yet, but I'm panicking, of course, because I do worry about stuff like that.
Right.
I'm terrified I'm going to die young because I'm doing everything I can to live a long life.
And it, you were so worried about it that the pain was in your leg for 3 days and you ignored it and didn't go to see a doctor and was willing to get diagnosed on the radio. That's a word you were about it.
I'm going to spoil my weekend by having to leave the house. But anyway, the point is, Dr. Mo will tell me what kind of serious danger I may or may not be in when we talk him next hour.
Come on, death. Come on, death.
What's up?
7-11.
And the number one thing I'm hearing from the listeners is, how are you going to do Death Quarter if you're dead? Who's going to put you on Death Quarter? Who's going to take over the feature?
Me. I will do one last special Death Corner if that comes to pass. We'll have a whole day of Death Corner if that's the case.
Right before you talk to Beat in Heaven.
Yep.
Of course.
I don't like it up here. There's no internet.
I just appreciate the fact that you chose heaven instead of hell in that imaginary scenario. By the way.
You're
Thank
going
you for
to heaven.
That.
You're going to heaven.
I appreciate that.
You haven't done nearly enough things in general to done that much evil. You have to do something bad. You have to do something in order to do
something
bad.
At all. Yeah. All right. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday Blank and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, more proof that Nadia Akhtamam Suleiman is out of her mind. I brought you the story yesterday about the fact she got into an argument with Kristen Johnston from Third Rock from the Sun while on a plane with her 47 children. Mm-hmm. Well, now Us Weekly magazine reports that she is on the new reality show Celebridate.
I don't
know if you're familiar with Celebridate or not, but it's where lonely celebrities go on television to try to find a mate.
How can she be lonely? She has nothing but company all the time.
Lisa, Nadia says she hasn't had sex for over a decade. She's been celibate for a decade. That's lonely. I mean, 14 kids certainly keeps your time preoccupied, but it doesn't satisfy your carnal needs.
All right.
So Nadia's going on the TV to find herself some wang doodle.
And let's not forget, by the way, that even before she became the Octomom, she already had 6 kids, which is a super turnoff to almost anyone.
Yes. Now, here's the problem. She has another roadblock to get around if you want to get to her heart. She is a hardcore germaphobe. She says she's looking forward to going out on dates, but warns any of her potential suitors that touching her in any way is completely out of the question. Because she's scared to death of germs.
Well, that explains the lack of sexual activity, doesn't it?
Explain the celibacy. Although I can't imagine how you can have 14 kids and be a germaphobe. All you have to do all day is just touch snot and poop and urine and other foul secretions that come out of babies. You cannot be a germaphobe and be a parent. You can't. So she's out of her mind.
Wow.
Yeah, she's horked. And by the way, would anyone, I don't know the premise of Celebridate, but would anyone want to go out with her other than the fact that she is a celebrity? That would be the only incentive, right? Would be, hey, what's it like to be this famous person?
I would go out with her if I could bring an overnight bag filled with chloroform and duct tape and plastic baggies and my Dexter Ginsu knife set.
Check me in a few days. I've got a friend who can make that happen for you and get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Justin Bieber can do it all. He's a singer. He's a dancer. He's a heartthrob. He's a Canadian. The one thing he can't do, apparently, is sell magazines. E! Online had an interesting story this week where they said putting Justin on your magazine is the kiss of death.
Really?
Yeah. Vanity Fair had a rough month when Bieber graced their cover last February, selling just 246,000 copies, which makes it...
I bought almost 100,000 of those, so I figured that would be a best-selling issue.
Makes it the worst-selling issue in 12 years. Teen Vogue and People also say when they put the Bieber on their cover, they suffer poor sales.
That's surprising.
Well, the problem is 7-year-olds don't buy a lot of magazines. I think that's the consideration.
Right, and 12-year-olds are on the internet. They're not buying magazines either. I mean, that's where Justin Bieber's fan base lives, is on the internet.
But you would think they would still want to buy them to tack them up on their walls and look at him because he's dreamy.
That's a good point.
But no.
That's what I did. I mean, that's what I heard. Like some people did. Very few people did.
Pervert. Halle Berry had a scary weekend. Stalker popped up by her Los Angeles home on 2 different occasions. Law enforcement tells TMZ that a dude jumped over the security wall in her home on Saturday and then returned the next day with a book in his hand. He was carrying a book for her. Yeah, it's the Kama Sutra, I bet. Apparently, she was in her kitchen and saw him staring in through her window. That's got to be terrifying, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
She dialed 911. LAPD showed up and went on the hunt, but apparently they couldn't catch the guy, even with a helicopter circling over her neighborhood for half an hour. So he is still on the loose. Bean, congratulations.
Not me this time.
Now we know where you got your clot from, flying back and forth to Halle Berry's house.
I got to say, this time it was not me.
And Chris Hansen was supposed to be the new anchor on Dateline NBC next month. Ann Curry segueing over to the Today Show for a full-time gig. And Hansen was supposed to take over. Now CBS has reconsidered that decision, considering he was caught last month in a sting by the National Enquirer, where he had been cheating on his wife for 4 months. So Chris now is out of the running to be the new host of NBC's Dateline.
Wow.
I'm cute, though. Built good.
That's right. He is cute and built good. He's got that going for him. Chris, they said, you can just leave now. That's fine. The door's open. No problem. Just leave. Just leave. No, you can leave. No problem. Security's outside waiting with a taser to take him to his parking lot. So.
I would at least have the milk and cookies before I was shown the door, though. What's the point? Why not?
And Schwarzenegger's announced now that his sex scandal has died down, where he, of course, had a love child with his housekeeper. He's getting back into the movie business. Arnold's first role will be in a Western called The Last Stand. Oh, Arnold in a Western. What could be more believable? apparently, he's going to make over $12 million for the role.
Really?
Yeah.
He still has that kind of pull? I mean, I don't know. Does he have that pull at the box office?
I guess we'll find out. We haven't known in 8 years whether he's got any pull left. Guess we'll see. Liam Neeson apparently was attached to the film at one point but dropped out, and so Schwarzenegger's taking over the lead role in a Western.
I mean, I guess...
Ah, partner. Yeah. Okay, I will draw on you in the town square with the... Where's my horse and saddle, y'all?
I assume there had to be some Western settlers that were Austrian, but we certainly have never seen them on the screen before.
Actually, he did another Western called... the hell was it called? The Villain, I think it was called. One of his early films, before he was a star, he did a movie called The Villain with Kirk Douglas, where he played, like, the guy in the white hat, the sheriff, you know? But I think he didn't have any lines in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that might have been able to explain it away. But.
It's funny that I can understand Kirk Douglas today better than I can understand Governor Schwarzenegger.
Isn't that the truth? Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, comedian, famous Philadelphian Bill Cosby celebrates his 74th birthday today. Richard Simmons! Your buddy, Bean, used to hang out with Richard Simmons.
He's been on the show. He,
fitness guru.
He tweeted a planking photo this week, Ralph. And because it's Richard Simmons, he was planking on top of another dude.
Oh,
that
no.
That's the photo he sent out. I'm not kidding.
I'm planking. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Diane.
He's 63 years old today. Actress Cheryl Ladd. She was one of Charlie's Angels back in the day. Still a lovely, lovely woman at the age of 60 years old. Actress Anna Friel from Pushing Daisies is 35 years old today. Topher Grace from That 70s Show. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, what are you doing, Rob?
Just doing birthdays from the first Showbiz Beat.
Are we rehearsing?
No, we're actually into the show now. We've been on the air for about half an hour now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, good to see you.
Rested, are you?
You smell minty fresh.
I feel great.
It's good.
Black man can't pick up the phone and give us a call, by the way. Just strolls in here with no notice.
Why waste time calling when he had to get here in a hurry? And here
let me tell you, producer Alex, for those who are wondering, producer Alex apparently wins the office pool.
She had
missed it by
o'clock?
3 minutes. She had 6:05.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah,
it's
just
3 10.
Minutes. Well, you know, Kevin, when he's motivated, he's got that rocket car he can get into.
Oh, please, like I speed.
Uh-huh.
Lisa had 7:30, though. That's how little confident she had in you.
7:30.
I thought you were just sound asleep, and by the time you got up, you'd hit all that traffic.
All I know is when I walked in, everybody was yelling at me, don't go in yet, don't go until, and then they were
They were trying to win the money, I see.
I was like, what are you talking about? We have a pool.
Kevin's the only guy with 8 alarm clocks who can somehow sleep through all of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of a gift. It's
and
almost
a
superpower.
Wife.
And
yeah.
a wife, yeah. She's got to wake up if you don't, right?
Yeah, normally, but she's not here
now. You're on your own. You're bachelor.
And my kids are at camp. All I remember is...
Oh, that's a dangerous situation, you alone in a house.
All I remember is I was up at 3:30, and I thought, oh, 3:30, if I fall asleep now, there's no way I'm going to get back up.
Right.
So I better get up.
So you just got up.
No, that's my last thought.
Oh, okay.
Right before you drifted off.
I remember thinking, I better get up, and then I turned over, and it was 5:31 or something. I was like, that's not ideal.
It's bad when your alarm clock radio goes off, and it's your show.
Good point.
That's what you know. It's not a good day.
And Bean is yelling about penises. That's all I know.
That's what you woke up to this morning.
That's what I woke up to. I was like, wow, is this hell?
Topher Grace from That 70s Show is 33 years old today. Michelle Rodriguez from Lost and other top-notch projects. She's 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Rise Against on the show this hour, playing their song Savior, also some Black Keys and Red Hot Chili Peppers. By the way, Kevin and I got super secret news yesterday about the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, which sounds like it's going to be coming out in August, and sounds like it's amazing.
Yeah.
People are saying it's like the best thing they've done in years.
Can't wait.
So very excited. Looking forward to that. First, though, let's take a look at the email bag. We're getting a lot of great email from the Kevin and Bean listeners these days. Of course, you can go to the website, kevinandbean.com, find out any of our email addresses. You can also get all of us on Twitter if you want. You can go to Kevin and Bean Facebook page. A lot of ways for you to get in touch with us.
Bean, do you actually still put your email in a bag?
I do. Well, you do. It's a metaphorical bag. Of course, it's not an actual physical bag because we're talking about email. But I think the term is well known that it comes in a bag.
I see. Okay. I've never had email in a bag. That's all. Go ahead.
Let's start with this one. Ralph did a story last week about, and it was actually quite shocking to us, about the highest paid female movie stars in the world. Angelina Jolie, I wasn't surprised about. I mean, she seems like somebody who could command, you know, $12, $14, $15 million a movie. But we were all surprised that Sarah Jessica Parker made, what was it? Was it $30 or $40 million last
year? Yeah, it was a ton of money.
I think it was $30, yeah.
Yeah, $30 million. It was so crazy to us. And here's an emailer who says, you guys seem somewhat baffled by the money that Sarah Jessica Parker has made over the past year. I would be too. But then I remembered she has an unfair advantage, what with her other sources of income.
What?
And I'm thinking, you know, he's talking about, you know, producing the Sex and the City movie, that sort of thing. But he brings up something we didn't even talk about. The purses that she could win at the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, the Preakness are enormous.
Oh, sure.
True, she has to share some of that with her jockey, but still, plus there's all that royalty money she's got from Disney for using her likeness in Secretariat last year. If I'm not making myself clear, she looks like a horse.
Do I really have a face like a horse?
Well, you do, actually.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where some of the money is coming from. She's got all those side jobs.
I'd like to assure that that emailer that by the end of that email, we knew what you were saying.
That's why she looks like a horse. I thought was the perfect way to end it. Dear Kevin and Bean, I was checking out the website. I saw the write-up about your interview with Rage Against the Machine, and I have to ask, is the writer's name, Nadia Noir, actually a pen name for our own Kevin? I hear a lot of similarities. For instance, here's what the article says. When navigating the hormonally induced rage and insecure emotionalism of the average teenage experience, mid-90s pubescent Angelinos were lucky to sublimate. The first socially enlightened stirring was with a powerhouse local band like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Likewise, Rage Against the Machine embodied the transformative, dynamic energy of a city in its own teen years, Los Angeles. And it goes on and on and on from there. It's got to be Kevin,
that
right?
That does sound like my style.
Have a great week, you guys. Says Fred, please, no more Mumford the Hits. Well, we'll take that under consideration. Dear Kevin and Bean and Lisa May, ding. I was listening to Ralph's Movie Beat when you guys were talking about the movie Zookeeper. Everybody was arguing about whether or not a zookeeper would get a lot of girls. Do you guys remember that conversation?
Yes.
Yeah, Bean was convinced that was a glamorous job.
It seems kind of cool working with animals.
I know you think it is. It might be cool working with animals, fine, but glamorous is the word that he chose, and that seems weird.
Maybe I'm wrong, and of course, I haven't seen the movie, but my understanding is that a zookeeper is the big cheese. He's the guy who runs the zoo.
Yes.
He's not the guy who's scraping the poop off the penguin windows.
Right,
you know?
But when you get down to it, what is he running?
Well, he's running a zoo.
Okay. That's my point. I'm saying it's not like, that's not glamorous.
Greg says, I'm here to tell you that, yes, we do get a lot of ass.
Oh, sure.
I'm a zookeeper.
When I go into
a bar and bring up what I do, it's an instant hook. All women love animals, so when I find that out, I take care of them and start telling them funny stories about what the monkeys or the giraffes do, and they love it. Next, I pull out my phone. I've got a bunch of pictures on there, the animals that I take care of, and I start rattling off their names. After that, I have a special picture of me with a baby capuchin monkey that was just born, and I'm holding it wrapped in a towel. That is the clincher. Love the show, Greg. Doesn't that sound like that might work?
It does, but I have an email from someone about the zookeeper discussion, and she said, hey guys, I'm catching up on the podcast, heard the discussion about the zookeeper, and I can just say there's nothing glamorous about being a zookeeper. I used to work at the Phoenix Zoo. No matter how much I love animals, keepers equals nope.com. I could always hear the Chewbacca sound bit playing in the background when I'd pass by a keeper. Also, most of them are giant a-holes anyway. Stick to the park rangers.
Stick to the park rangers,
and
right?
I thought, wow. Park rangers. Never thought about that.
Is that glamorous?
Maybe.
Right.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I know it's been a while since this topic was on the show, but just for the heck of it, I'm not quite sure who it was that hates visiting Subway because they, quote, ask too many questions. But I'm going to guess it was Kevin because he is, after all, a whining man child.
Let me just butt in here and say, yes, I am a whining man child. Two, it was me complaining about Subway. But three, I love Subway. I love the sandwiches that they have. It's not that I hate the whole thing. It's just they ask me too many questions.
So your complaint is they're trying too hard to make a meal that you absolutely would love.
Just put a sandwich together and hand it to me. I don't need to be grilled.
Well, today, well, you don't have to get it grilled.
That's
you know,
not
they can
what
toast
I
it or
meant.
They can not. Today, I indulged in a Subway sandwich and I treated my dad to one as well. Since I am, in fact, a very picky eater, questions are appreciated. But to avoid the questions, I just tell the girl exactly what I want. Pickles, extra bell peppers, lettuce, mustard, salt, and pepper. She had no questions. As for my dad, he takes the work. So I say everything. So what does she do? She puts everything on the sandwich. I don't know what your problem is with Subway, Kevin, but maybe you should rethink your position.
I guarantee if I went to a Subway today, which I'm certainly willing to do because I love to eat there, if I said everything, give me this sandwich with everything, they will still ask questions.
They will.
They'll go, mayonnaise?
Onions?
Onions? They will ask you questions when you say everything.
But in their effort to please you, the customer, maybe one of the questions they're asking
is, I don't blame Subway.
Which kind of cheese do you want? Do you want American? Do you want Swiss? Do you want pepper jack? I mean, those are all questions designed for your benefit.
I don't blame Subway at all, and I probably didn't make this clear. I blame the a-hole customers that come in and have 75 things that they need. Oh, no, I can't have. Just give me a half a slice of that cheese. And, oh, maybe we should have a little bit of that. They learn that customers are picky a-holes.
And they say everything. And then they say, no, no onions.
Right. Right. So yeah. I'm just saying, I'll go today and I'm going to say I want such and such with everything. And I guarantee, I'm going to see how many questions they ask.
And finally, real quick, because I know we're out of time, Anil writes in.
Anil?
Anil. A-N-I-L.
Okay.
Which is no better a name to grow up with as a young man than Anil is, our friend Anil.
Right.
He writes in, I heard your discussion the other day about who takes back what in Would You Like to Take That Back? Remember we were having the discussion, Kevin? I believe you theorized that I almost never take anything back. And yeah. I thought, I probably take back about 50-50.
You thought you were 50-50, right?
These are the jokes that we attempt that generally fall flat, and then we get the opportunity, a second chance, would you like to take it back? Here's a listener who went back and listened to every Would You Like to Take It Back segment from the Kevin Feen Archive.
Okay.
Counted them. And did a flow chart on how many there were and what percentage were taken back by everybody on the show.
Wow.
How crazy is this listener?
This is what you do with unemployment.
Bean, me, 67 jokes went into the file during the period. All right. Ralph had 51 jokes that went into the file. Kevin, only 15. Psycho Mike, 15. Everybody else on the show, plus Kevin Smith, David Alan Greer, and funny man Brad Williams had one each.
Okay.
Percentage of time that jokes were taken back. Me being 53.7%.
Oh, please.
Ralph, 35.3%. Yeah. Sounds to me like Ralph's the one you ought to be getting on for not taking stuff back.
Yep.
Kevin, as you would imagine, Kevin, you say you take almost everything back. 86.7%
wow.
Taken back.
Yeah. That's my
impressive.
Rule. That's my rule.
That's your rule because you figure if it's in the file, it's there for a reason,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't like that kind of humor as much. Like, Bean loves that kind of, if you make a pun or something, he
right.
loves it. I don't like it, so usually I just avoid making those kind of jokes.
I'm always blown away by our listeners who are willing to put far more effort into the show than we are.
Well,
so thank you very much for that, Anil. He says, I'm happy to send you guys the Excel file if you want to see it.
Yeah, send that over. We've got nothing but time to read an Excel file on how many times we take stuff back.
That won't be necessary, but thanks very much. Going to get a professional medical opinion on what's going on with my potentially life-threatening blood clot here with our friend Dr. Mo in about 10 minutes on
death.
The Kevin of Beach.
Come on, sweet death.
First, though, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, number one at the box office again this past weekend. Kevin, I know you've seen all the Transformers
yep.
movies. This will surprise no one. Have not been to any of them.
Of course.
But when I heard that my personal Lord and Savior, Buzz Aldrin, was in the movie, it really kind of made me want to go see it. Because you know how much I love Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah, you love him unnaturally. We had him in the studio,
best.
And he was the most boring guest, almost the most boring guest we've ever had. And I remember at the time thinking, how can a guy who's walked on the moon be boring?
He makes the moon sound dull.
Somehow he did that. And what they did in this particular Transformers, for those of you that did not see it, is they went back to the 60s when we went to the moon. And the reason we went there is because there was an alien craft that landed on the opposite side of the moon. We wanted to check it out. This is the Transformers version.
Okay.
So Buzz Aldrin makes an appearance in the movie. So they used some actual footage from the 60s, and he comes walking in and...
He's been trying to dip his toe in the acting water here recently. He was on 30 Rock last season, and of course, will we ever forget his memorable appearance last year on Dancing with the Stars?
I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz. When I first met Ashley, I thought, this is a really cute babe. This is going to be a real treat.
All right, you guys have accused Mr. Aldrin of being kind of
Buzz.
Creepy, but let's back off on that because the great Buzz Aldrin joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz. Yes.
See, that's what it sounded like to us, like a little creepy.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Buzz. What are you doing right now? I hear a bunch of computer sound effects or whatever in the background.
Oh, yeah. I just turned my little rascal scooter into a spaceship.
Did you?
Yeah, I cruise around the mall looking for cute babes.
That is kind of sad that at one point you walked on the moon and now you're trolling for strange in the middle of the day.
I can't even walk on the earth now.
How old are you?
Goddamn old.
You got to be in your 80s by now, right?
Yeah.
What kind of feedback are you getting on your acting? Because it's not good.
No, people love it.
They do.
They think I'm great.
Uh-huh.
Especially the cute babe.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, what? I hear a female voice there.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm Buzz.
Yeah. Right, I know who you are.
What are you wearing, Lisa?
Just, you know, that's clothes. Not appropriate. That's, if we could stop doing that, Buzz.
You ever held a moon rock?
And by moon rock, you mean moon rock?
I mean something that's hard.
Okay, Buzz.
Wow, listen, Buzz.
And I'll take you to another world.
Oh, yeah,
this is not appropriate at all.
Three, two, one, blast off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I'm Buzz.
Okay, we don't want that at all.
I'd like to explore the dark side of your moon.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I think maybe we better say goodbye to Mr. Aldrin.
Yeah, I'm Buzz.
We got the host of Repo Games. Season 2 just getting ready to begin tonight on Spike. We'll talk to him coming up in about a half an hour or so. Rome from Sublime on the program today. And Axis of Awesome will join us. Ralph is playing me off because he thinks I'm going to die. All right, with the thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph, for the musical introduction. We appreciate it. Let's go to our friend Dr. Mo, who's on. I'll let him finish now. Let's let him finish. It's like Cartman with Come Sail Away. Can't start. Let's go to our friend Dr. Mo, who's an actual doctor, not like Dr. Drew, who's just a doctor on TV. Dr. Mo is also an
actual doctor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Chief of Surgery at Little Company of Mary in, it's Long Beach, right, Dr. Mo?
In San Pedro.
San Pedro. And Dr. Mo, of course, also my date for April Fool's this year.
Yeah.
Yet, he did not put out on a first date. I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
So, Mo, did producer Alex tell you what it is we needed to ask you about?
She gave me a big hit. How are you guys doing, by the way?
We're good.
Good,
Mo.
Good to talk to you, Mo.
All right.
The short version of the story for folks who weren't listening is I, Bean, woke up in the middle of the night, Friday night, Saturday morning, with excruciating pain, like the Charlie horses we've all gotten from time to time when you're asleep and all of a sudden your muscles just start hurting so bad. Usually you get up and you shake that out and you go back to sleep and you're fine. You never think about it again. But for whatever reason, this one was so bad and continued all weekend long, where every step I took and every breath I took was extraordinarily painful.
File.
Oh, my God.
Especially going downstairs. That was the worst. I felt like I hyperextended some sort of a muscle or something like that, and it was so unbelievably painful. I was just going to let it eventually just, you know, work its way out and go away. But the listeners started calling when I brought it up, Mo, and they said, dude, you might have a blood clot. You really ought to go get that checked. And that's what I did. Yesterday, I went to get that checked, and I have not gotten the results back from the ultrasound yet. They did send me from my primary physician to, you know, the facility, the imaging facility, to get an ultrasound because it was hot and it was swollen. They wanted to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
But but I don't get the results for a couple of hours. I'm panicking, and I kind of want to know, do you think it's likely that I will die? What's your experience with these things?
Let me start with a couple of other questions first, Dr. Mo.
Sure.
Can this be referred to as a sports injury? Because that's what Bean is calling it, and we're all denying that.
Nope. That's
no.
No. Okay.
Good. Bean?
Even though Bean is a competitive sleeper, I think he does compete on a semi-professional level.
Now, let me ask another question. Sure. Is this normal while sleeping if you're not an active human being?
It's normal for anybody.
It is. Okay.
But a normal being night cramps of your calf where all of a sudden you wake up and that sucker's in these huge knots and you're like pounding it out and you're trying to like rub it out. God, that sounds awesome.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm Buzz.
But usually what happens is what I initially described, which is that you just rub it out, as you would say, and then you go back to, you wash up, go back to sleep, and then you never think about it again. But can a blood clot come from something like that that happens in your leg in the middle of the night, doctor?
It absolutely can.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Blood clots are good or bad?
No. Let me clarify for a second. When people are talking about blood clots, what they're talking about usually is deep venous thrombosis, or DVT. And those are the things you hear about that people get on long plane rides or whatever, and their blood clots that form in the deeper veins of your legs,
right,
that you're always worried that they'll migrate, break off from in the leg, and go shooting up the veins of your leg into your lungs and cause a big like pulmonary embolism, and you
yes.
die.
And yes! How often does that happen? Come on, give us higher than 50%.
It's not higher than 50%, but it is a major cause of death in the United States.
All right.
Whoa,
wow. Downer.
All right.
How do they...
I don't think it's...
Okay.
It may not be you. Now, let me ask you a couple questions, first of all.
Okay.
Now, normally, I know you're not the world's biggest exercise fanatic, but...
How dare you?
As your pseudo-personal physician, I know you're not a big exercise, but can you walk around okay, like if you're going to the mall or if you're walking around, you don't have any problems?
None. Okay. No, and we joke that I am inactive, and it's true. I don't get out there I'm not in a, you know, in a handball league or anything like that, but I mean, I do take...
Handball league. He's so inactive, he doesn't even know there are no handball leagues.
How is handball league the first thing that comes to your mind?
How is handball top of mind?
How is that? What's wrong with
know.
You?
But I do walk around plenty on the farm. You know, I've got some acreage. I got animals to take care of. So, yeah, I'm fine. And the guys have been with me. It's not like I'm out of breath. We can walk 20 city blocks and I'm fine.
All right. Now, the leg that's hurting, is it still swollen?
Yes.
All right. Now, is the whole leg swollen or are you having pain sort of like along a line along maybe the side or the back of your calf?
That's more accurate, yes.
Which, the latter?
The latter, yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now, there's another thing this could be. And a lot of times, what we're talking about is a blood clot in a vein happens because blood slows down. And maybe when you're laying in a certain position, blood will slow down. Blood hates to slow down. It'll thicken and clot. A blood clot in a deep vein naturally is called a deep venous thrombosis. But one that's in the skin is something called superficial thrombophlebitis, which is a much more limited problem, much less of an issue, and always goes away in a week or two with some aspirin and a hot pack.
A week or two!
But yes. it can still kill him,
is,
though, right?
It can hurt like a mother.
It can still kill him, though,
can
right?
Can it kill him?
No.
Oh, come on!
Wait. We still have options for being death corner.
Okay. All right, okay.
Let's wait. Let's wait for the ultrasound.
Okay. Did I do the right thing? Was I overreacting to go to the doctor yesterday and look for a blood clot?
It's amazing that you did the absolute right thing.
Wow! by the way, before... listeners called and said that he should. He wouldn't. And his wife told him that he should. And he's like,
all weekend long, she was trying to get me to go check for a blood clot. All weekend long. And I said, what do you know? You're just a broad.
Yeah, me speaking as a physician who's been trying to get him to fix his hernia.
Yeah. I know. I still need to take care of the
belly button is still 4 inches away from his stomach.
Yeah. So I guess what the guys want to know, we're almost out of time here, Dr. Mo, is what's the likelihood that I will die today as a result of a blood clot?
Come on, Mo. Come on.
Come on, Mo. Do the right thing.
Come on. Tell us it's high.
Want to go see Breakfast with Incubus?
Oh.
You want to be one of the hosts of Breakfast with Incubus?
Don't tease.
Want to be on stage for April Fool's Night?
Hey. Totally honest, the chance is low.
Now, let
how
me
about
ask
an amputation? Can we hope for an amputation?
No, wait. Now, if you're talking about tickets to Coldplay,
yes. Speaking of one more question for you, Dr. Mo, when I was and I have another amazing story to tell you about the ultrasound that I got yesterday and how hot the chick was that gave it to me. But she said that I may not be able to fly if I have a blood clot, even if I get the shot that they would give me to try to dissipate it. Is that true? And if so, why?
That's not exactly correct.
Ha! This is just being trying to get out of flying.
Not at all. Believe me. Show.
No. Being deadly serious, if you have a DVT, we're going to have a discussion about flying and stuff.
That's what she was saying. Yeah, exactly.
But there's ways of doing it safely, and it all depends on... Because the thing is, if you got this deep blood clot, we're going to have to go down a path of diagnosis. Like, we got to figure out why you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be on a blood thinner. How often do you have to be checked? But if you're on a blood thinner, all you need are simple, like, knee-high stockings that will press your leg and stuff.
Oh, great. How could Bean possibly get any sexier?
No. Hey, I can get you some socks that look just like normal socks. You don't...
Yeah, but they're knee-high socks. And Bean always wears shorts.
This is not going to be a good
look. So he's going to look like a bigger dork than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're screwed.
Yeah.
All right. I should have the results from the ultrasound by the end of the show, so
amputate.
I guess we'll find out.
Amputate.
All right, guys. Thanks for much. Dr. Mo, you're the best, as always. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Happy to be here.
Bye now.
Spending one of my last few hours on Earth listening to Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's wrong with me?
What a sweet, sweet way to go out. That's the perfect way to say goodbye to this plane of existence.
Just so you go out. Not the important part.
Whatever it takes. Listen to anything you want. Just go.
Now, if I'm dead, Kevin, you understand you're going to have to come in on time every day, right?
Sure. That won't. I don't think that'll change at all. Just JoJo or Valentine or whoever else he's working with in here will just have to pick up the slack. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I've got passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Captain America.
Yay!
The First Avenger. The El Capitan Theater, Tuesday, July the 19th. It's in theaters everywhere Friday, July the 22nd, but you'll be one of the first people to see it at the red carpet world premiere. You don't understand, people, what I'm offering you here. It's not just an advanced screening where you get to see it before your friends.
Right.
You will be seeing it alongside Chris Evans, Captain America himself, the lovely Haley Atwell. Tommy Lee Jones also stars in the film. Stanley Tucci. Here's a great, great cast in Captain America, the First Avenger, but I want to give it to a true Captain America fan. We've been doing Captain America trivia, and we'll do it for the remainder of the week. Because when Captain America throws his mighty shield... We don't have to play the song. All right. Just love that song so much. Here is your trivia question. Captain America, Steve Rogers is his secret identity. Steve Rogers.
True. Okay.
That is true. Was not always Captain America. Of course, recently he died.
Of course.
But then came back to life, because it's the comic book.
Sure.
But there was a short period of time in the 70s where he abandoned his Captain America identity because he wasn't sure if he wanted to represent the country. He had problems with taking orders from the man.
Is that right?
Took off the Captain America costume, put on a brand new costume, became a brand new superhero. For a pretty extended run of Captain America, he was known as a different superhero. If you know the name of that superhero... Call now, 1-800-520-1067. If you know the name of the new secret identity Captain America took on in the 70s in the comic books, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to go see Captain America, the First Avenger.
Was it Wonder Woman?
It was Wonder Woman, yes.
Was it Captain Nicaragua?
Man.
See, because he just changed the...
The country, that's all he did. You guys were talking about Dr. Drew earlier when you were debating whether he's a real doctor or not.
He is a real doctor. He is
a real doctor, according to RadarOnline.com this morning.
And he knocked up all those chicks in 16 and Pregnant, whatever that show's called.
Lies. These are all lies.
And I heard when he was 16, he shot his lover's wife in the face.
That's right. Yeah. He sure did.
Huh. Well, looks like, as much as we enjoy celebrity rehab, we're going to have to say goodbye.
Why?
What?
Celebrity Rehab going on indefinite hiatus, according to RadarOnline.com. VH1 just kicked off the sixth season of the program, which features Bai Ling on the roof, Amy Fisher out on the street, Sean Young weeping silently, Michael Lohan throwing TV remotes at his kids' heads. It's a good cast this year. Good group.
Why is it going away? I love this show so much.
The word is that Dr. Drew is just too busy to continue the one-on-one treatment necessary to try to help these people at the Pasadena Recovery Center.
It's about time.
Apparently, treating celebrities takes a lot more time than just the regular folks, especially when you're making a TV show, and he just doesn't feel he can commit the one-on-one treatment that they need.
We've been saying, how does he keep up with half of his schedule?
Right.
And now with the new HNL show.
Or HLN.
HLN. As well as Loveline that he continues to do.
And he's got a new CW show getting ready to debut in the fall.
Yeah, I just don't think he can keep up his success rate that he's had on, you know, Celebrity Rehab, with all those celebrities getting completely clean after they get out of the rehab.
Well, no one has ever relapsed walking out those doors with Dr. Drew. That's the good thing about him. It's been remarkable,
his 100%. Batting average.
We don't consider death relapse?
No, not at all.
Checking.
So, again, this is from RadarOnline.com. If only we had some way to ask the man himself, we could find out about that.
We're talking to Dr. Drew on Thursday.
What?
Yeah. Or we're going to start calling him Mr. Drew, actually, now that we know he's not a doctor.
He is a doctor.
Yeah. Good news for sci-fi fans. Torchwood Miracle Day, the debut of the new Torchwood series over there on Starz. This is an American season of a long-running British show. I can't remember if anything's ever been done like this.
Yeah, and they use the same cast,
yeah,
right?
This isn't a remake. This is the same show that has just been moved to the States and with a new production, which I thought was pretty interesting. I'm a huge fan of Torchwood, and I have not seen the first one yet. I've got a TiVo, but I'm going to check it out. However, a lot of people tuned in. Over 1 million viewers for its debut last fall, which for Starz is a remarkable audience. So people are tuning in droves.
I saw the first hour of it, and it is great.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of the original British version, as well as Doctor Who, from which it spawned. So I will actually be tuning in every week. And last night on sci-fi was Alphas, the new series. David Strathairn, which I have not seen yet. I also had to TiVo that, but I'm dying to see that. A lot of TV starting to come back.
Yeah.
In the summer, usually it used to be, that was the death knell for television. Remember, you go like 3 months with nothing to watch. And now they bring out these new shows all the time during the summer, so you get to...
Smart.
You get to watch TV all year long, which is just what we all need, I think.
Yeah.
Doctor Who. More of a doctor than Dr. Drew, by the way.
It's just not true.
Just not true. New CDs and DVDs in stores today because it is Tuesday, new release day, on CD. If not now, when? By Incubus. I guess today.
Today's the day?
Today.
Yeah.
By the way, the president... Yesterday, in the big press conference he gave before they went back to budget meetings, it's like 20 times in that speech, if not now, when? If not now, when? I thought, how much is the record company paying this dude to promote this Incubus album? It was insane.
Totally getting paid off.
Maybe he's just a huge fan.
Maybe he is. Could be. Brand new streaming.
During the speech, he also said, we have to fix this deficit now. We just have to rip off the Band-Aid. We got to eat our peas.
Right.
You know, just saying that we have to sometimes just do what's right, even if it's difficult.
Oh, I see.
Well, today the National Pea Council came out.
Oh, F the National Pea Council. And I said, never thought I'd say that.
Don't appreciate making peas sound like something you just have to choke down, because peas are delicious and are not only a part of an important balanced diet, but they're good for you and they're also tasty.
Oh, you.
So all the pea growers are upset at the president because he made it sound like peas are something you just have to force yourself
to
eat.
It's tough to be president and not offend somebody every time. Remember the flap he got into last year when he said, look, get a paycheck and pay off your bills. Don't go to Vegas and blow it, right? Yeah, and he was just making an analogy about not wasting your money, using it to pay off your bills, right? Drive down the debt. And Vegas was just furious at him for suggesting that people shouldn't go to Vegas and blow their paychecks.
Yeah.
Look, there's always someone upset.
There's always a flap.
Always.
And then the National Flap Council came out and said, why does the flap have to be bad? Sometimes flaps are good. Also in stores, Yours Truly by Sublime with Rome. New CD today. And Blake Shelton, which is probably a name known more now to people than ever before because he was one of the judges on The Voice over there on NBC. Ah. He's that country dude. He's got a new CD called Red River Blue. You can check that out as well. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Cosby's.
You have a winner if you care.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I asked a question. How about this? How about this who our winner is? How about this?
Let's wait till we hear.
Tony?
Yes?
Hello. Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're also excited. Your boyfriend gave you the answer and told you to call, though, right?
No, my lovely roommate Heather did.
Oh! Whoa! Two geek girls in the same apartment.
This is getting better.
That's geek heaven.
Oh, I'm so coming over there in my Batman costume. We're gonna play Legion of Doom, you three of us.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, Captain America Steve Rogers in the 70s took a brief break as Captain America, became a brand new superhero. Who was he?
Nomad.
Yeah! That's right.
You can't be that happy.
Wow.
You guys are going to the red carpet world premiere of Captain America the First Avenger.
Oh my god.
She sounds fat.
Stop it. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but I'll see you there, okay?
She sounds fat.
All right. Bye, Tony.
That just blew my mind, Ralph.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And by the way, her roommate is named Heather.
Heather
and
Tony.
All Heathers are hot. You know that.
Oh, Heather and Tony.
Tony with an I?
They sleep in the same bed reading comics at night. Then the lights show out.
You should have seen Ralph. Ralph was just normally looking at the phone, at the computer screen that tells us who's on there. And when he saw it was Tony female, his eyes lit up like nothing else.
Because you guys always say there are no babe comic book fans out there.
You got two out of the last 500 giveaways. Congratulations.
Because, you know, they can't always get through on the phones.
Because they're not calling.
No, because
that would help.
Too busy having hot sex. That's why.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. Where am I?
They better bring a rape whistle to that premiere, by the way. Those two.
Birthdays today. Bill Cosby, Cheryl Ladd, Anna Friel from Pushing Daisies, Topher Grace, Michelle Rodriguez, and Eric Per Sullivan from Malcolm in the Middle all celebrate birthdays today, including Brock Lesnar, former UFC heavyweight champ. Brock Lesnar is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, I'm so excited. Tom DeTone is on the phone. We'll go to him in 1 second. He is one of the hosts of Repo Games, which has just become our favorite show on television this year. It's on Spike. This is a show that we've been telling you about. We play clips from time to time on the Kevin and Bean Show where your car is about to be repossessed. They show up with the tow truck, but then all of a sudden a game show breaks out. You answer some easy trivia questions, and you not only don't get your car towed, they pay it off. Check out what happens.
I'm repoing your car.
This is Repo Games. It's the only repossession show that gives you the opportunity to win your vehicle back.
Oh, my God. This is on the spot.
All right, dude, just tell me how to play.
I'm going
to
ask you 5 questions. If you get 3 right, you get to keep the car free and clear.
I'm just so nervous. My mom's going to see this, all my friends, and I don't even got my makeup on or nothing.
Question 1. What was Barack Obama's name in 2005?
Pass.
There's no pass.
Let's suppose that Jared from Subway gorged himself with 3-foot-long subs. How many inches of sandwiches is he now digesting?
Footlongs are 6 inches. Wait.
What weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of lead?
I don't know, man.
What famous gift did the French give us in the year 1886?
French fry.
How many days are in a leap year?
5.
You're saying there's 5 days in a leap year.
Tom, it's magic, man. You guys have got magic in Repo Games. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good, thank you.
It's going great. We're not exaggerating when we tell you that almost every week we come in and play clips from your show back on the air because it's so funny. And everything about the show is great, but you have to give your writers the credit for finding the right balance of questions that appear so easy, yet under the circumstances and the stress and the pressure, these people most of the time just collapse.
A lot of credit to them because some of those questions, you know, I read them and you know what, I'll tell you, I couldn't even get some of the answers sometimes. And, you know, I'm laughing underneath my breath, but, you know, it's a serious matter. You can't, you know, people are under a lot of pressure. Their cars are, you know, going to go away.
Now, let me ask this question because it seems like the questions are so unbelievably easy. Like one of them that we just played recently was H2O. And you gave him oxygen, and he's like, I'm drawing a blank. How many times do you guys go, and they just answer 1, 2, 3 and keep the car, and then you don't even put it in the show?
You know, there's a few. Here's what I think is kind of funny. Some of the people that you underestimate are the ones that go 3 for 3, and they walk away winning, and it's surprising. It's amazing. So, you know, you just don't underestimate anybody. I mean, you never know who's going to get them
so
right.
You ask those that simple a question every time. That's your deal.
The starter questions, the early questions are always really, really easy.
By the way, so are the later questions for the most part. They're not much harder.
Yeah, but I mean, like even the question we just heard, look, we all thought Statue of Liberty, I think, with the gift from France. But if you're in the situation where all of a sudden you're in a game show
the
and you're not prepared.
The situation is on the show?
I'm just saying maybe that's the type of fact that isn't on the tip of your tongue under the circumstances when you're standing in front of Tom and his television camera.
But remember when the woman, and maybe I don't remember if this was you or your partner, Tom, but there was a woman who was trying to work out like a certain location of things. She said, Dallas, that's a country. France, no, that's a city. And you go, what the hell? Do these people live in America?
Yeah. Like I said, I'll tell you, you just never know what people are going to come up with. And when I'm standing there, it's shocking.
That changes everything, doesn't it? When you're in front of them and the cameras are on and the lights are on, these people, for the most part, might get all of these questions right. But that kind of pressure with their car on the line, it's, you know, just makes people fold.
Oh yeah, when you have you know, when we first roll up, there's 2 cameras with me when we first go to the door to present what we're doing. You know, obviously repossessing the car, but after we set up, we've got 14 cameras on people, and it is pressure. I mean, you know, anybody who's never been in front of a camera before, all of a sudden you've got a game show on your front yard,
right?
You're on a major network, you're on Spike TV, and they know it. And there's
right.
The cars on the line, they're panicking, you know.
Of course.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Tom, was it you or was it Josh, forgive me that I don't remember, who came across the woman who not only wouldn't play the game, but wouldn't even let you or Josh explain the game. She just wanted you to get the hell off the yard, get those cameras out of here, and we were just all trying to theorize that she had to be wanted for a felony or something. She just couldn't let her face be on TV.
Yeah, that was me. That was down in Texas, and that became kind of a tough situation because, you know, half the neighborhood screaming, you know, repossess the car, half of them are telling her to play the game. So not only was it her that, you know, was – the car was obviously hers.
It was her, yeah.
But she didn't want to admit it, and then, you know, there was so much commotion going on. I mean, it was out of control, and, you know, she's shoving the cameras. But all she needed to do was listen. Hey, you're on a game show. A chance to win your car paid off.
And I mean, I couldn't believe how patient you were. You could not have tried any harder to get her to calm down for 5 seconds so you could say, hey, listen, this is potentially great news for you. She wasn't having any of it.
No, not at all. That was the first person that ever got that bad.
Right.
But some people just don't want to listen. Sometimes I've said, hey, you're on a game show, and people are like, what do you mean this is a game? This isn't a game. I'm like, no, it's not a game. It's a game show.
Right.
You know?
Bean and I went with Repo Guys one time, and I was scared to death somebody was going to pull a gun. And that brings me to the next clip, which is, I believe, your partner, Josh, who got shot at. Now, that hasn't aired yet, has it?
That hasn't aired, and I am not sure what's going to happen with that because of the case is still pending in Vegas courts in the state of Nevada, and because of legal reasons. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that.
Air it. You're going to air it. Here's the clip for those that didn't hear.
All of a sudden, this dude stepped back like 5 or 6 feet, pulls out a gun.
We got a cop. We got a gun, guys. We got a gun. We got a gun, 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 gun.
Oh, my God. 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 Help me!
New Jersey's house.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Help me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought I was gonna go Steven Seagal for a hot minute and start throwing rocks. Heard the second gunshot. I was like, f that. And the man that shot at us, he was charged with attempted murder.
All right, that's a 40-year-old Carlos Barone from Las Vegas. And what I love so much is that your cameraman, TMZ Reports, yelled as the shooting began, tape this mother effer. This is real. That's what Anderson Cooper does,
sweet
bitch. your cameramen are up for anything, man.
Now that was Josh, not you, right?
Yeah, that was Josh.
Okay, let me ask a question because I do have one about that. He was going to go all Steven Seagal and throw rocks. Is that what Steven Seagal does? Does he throw rocks?
Steven Seagal just breaks out a can of whoop ass.
Right. He's going to go Steven Seagal and throw rocks. I thought that was funny, but I guess under the circumstances when you're getting shot at.
Yeah. You don't expect to be a game show host who gets shot at. Tom DeTone is on the phone. He is one of the hosts of Repo Games, which I guess is coming back officially, they say, season 2, although it doesn't really seem he had enough episodes to be season 1 done yet.
Doesn't matter. It's the best show.
It's going to be tonight at 11 o'clock or 8 if you got the West Coast cable thing going. Two new episodes tonight, Tom. Is that right?
Yeah, two new. 11 o'clock it starts, 11:30 the second show. That's on the East Coast, and obviously 8 o'clock out here on the West Coast.
Oh, we're so excited. I know you run into fans all the time, I'm sure, but we could not be bigger supporters of this program. We love it so much.
You guys are great, man. I love it.
Oh, well, so good. You're welcome anytime. Give our best to Josh. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, man.
I will, definitely.
Thanks. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. We didn't even play that, ironically. How crazy is that?
We were serious about that.
It's 7:28.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very, very funny comedy troupe from Australia. Axes of Awesome joins us later on. Sublime with Rome has a brand new album coming out today called Yours Truly. We'll talk to Rome himself in minutes. First, right now, it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We didn't even play that ironically.
No, we didn't, unfortunately. There are a bunch of videos on there about L.A. Rising from mainly the band Rage Against the Machine, including a 100-yard dash between Timmy C. and Zach.
I know.
What's happening?
They've got too much time to get prepared for this show, I think.
So, but those are worth watching. And then there's a bunch more, including somebody who took the Captain America trailer. They used the video, and then they used the audio from Team America World Police. So that's funny. You should watch that.
It fits brilliantly, by the way.
It does.
Really so well
done. Perfect. Harry Potter, A Look Back. This I need to watch probably 15 times. It's about 5 minutes, and it takes a look from the beginning of the movies through the franchise.
Awesome.
Including the trailer for this one, so you can kind of catch up on what's going on.
Harry Potter. The boy who lived. Come to die.
Hey,
Okay, I hope that's not a spoiler. I haven't read the books.
That's super well done, but is it designed for people who just kind of forget the through line of the plot because it's been a couple of years between movies? Is that who it's meant for? It's not meant for people who have never seen the series and are going to go this weekend and want to get caught up with the story, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's too much to ask for.
It's a refresher, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you saw Field of Dreams 2, the NFL lockout.
Yes.
We didn't mention that when we had Rich Eisen from the NFL Network in, but he's in it, along with a bunch of pro players like Tony Gonzalez and Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Cromartie is in it, a bunch of different people, and they base it on Field of Dreams, which is if you build a field, they will come. And all of these football players during the lockout are walking through a cornfield.
Now this is fantasy football.
NFL has nothing on this.
I'm never going back to the NFL.
Hey, the lockout's over. Guys, where are you going? Hey, what am I supposed to do with this field?
That's so well done. Our friend Rich Eisen is at the center of that, and they brought back a bunch of the actors from the Field of Dreams movie, too, like Ray Liotta and Kevin Costner. It's really well done.
This next one is for Comic-Con, and it's Nathan Fillion, the guy from Castle, and it's kind of a PSA to help people who play too much video games.
Nathan Fillion here to talk about a serious condition that affects millions of gamers every year. Swamp ass. Prolonged gaming sessions can create a humid, bayou-style climate in the back of your pants, leading to irritation, foul body odor, and a loss of hand-eye coordination.
It's very funny because swamp ass is something you don't want.
No,
I think that's safe enough to say. 5 Second Film is a very funny site, and this particular one has Patton Oswalt in it, and he's crab walking. And the other guy's high-stepping or high-kicking or whatever that is.
Right.
And here's the entire thing, and it ends with a foot right in the balls of Patton.
I'm crab-walking.
I'm high-kicking.
I'm a crab-walking.
That's it. That's the whole thing. NYPD, they confiscate fireworks. Then they put them all in a giant fire and light them off. Oh, in a pile.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they can do it. I can't. So this is a little bit of what that sounds like. Pounds of fireworks that are illegal.
They must fight to get to do that, right?
Yeah, I can do it. No, you did it last year.
I should sell tickets to watch that go up.
Yes.
This one is from Cleveland, and this is so funny because it's always good to see people who are serious crack up, and it's even better when they can't get back to, you know, even. And once you start laughing and you can't. Well, this particular guy in Cleveland apparently got pulled over for DUI, and then he farted on the cop. And the cop charged him with some type of aggravated assault or some kind of crime for farting, right? So the woman starts doing the story, and she just can't finish, so the guy has to step in and try to help her.
A man in West Virginia faces assault charges after police say he passed gas and fantasy. The officer, I mean, don't laugh, after the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz, I can't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created contact of an insulting or provoking nature.
That How is awesome great. Is that?
It is awesome.
That is the funniest thing ever, that they just literally are trying desperately to read the story, and they can't get through it no matter how long they try. Go to KevinandBean.com for the Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Look, I love that song Panic and all, but dudes, how about an album? I mean, at some point, you got to put out a whole record. I mean, what's the deal? How long are we waiting here?
There's today.
Oh,
it's today.
I hoped you might jump in.
And we have Roman on the phone as well.
Yours Truly, the name of the album, available everywhere in stores and for download. Rome, thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
What up, guys? How we doing?
Doing very good. Great. Thank you. This is a big day, a long time coming for Sublime fans. It's finally here. How do you feel about letting your baby out into the world?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still on mixed feels. Like, I'm super excited, but at the same time, it's kind of surreal because this is the first ever bit of music that I've ever released to the world, whether it be with me or with Sublime or with anyone. Like, this is the first thing that I have ever released
into
the music world.
What kind of what kind of thought process goes into it from your standpoint? Because obviously you stepped in for another guy, and the other guy made all of the music up until this point. So were you trying to make them different? Were you aware of that, or did you care? You just wanted to make it sound like Sublime.
We just wanted to make good songs. Yeah, I mean, we went in there with a goal and then left with the mindset of, hey, just write some good songs. Don't matter
right.
what it sounds like or who it sounds like, just write songs that you want to hear.
And I think one of the things that you did that was so smart, Rome, is you've been out there touring with the band and playing in front of thousands and thousands of Sublime fans. It seems like, you know, for what has it been, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. So, you know, you're a known quantity for people. People already like you, and it's been enough time that now people are really excited to hear a new album.
Yeah, dude. Hopefully they like me. I mean, Jesus, with the love from K-Rock, I mean, I've been kind of like plastered all over last year's summer radio and the beginning of this one. So hopefully I've gotten a little bit used to my voice.
Sure. Yeah, well, the new album is out today. It's called Yours Truly. And I can safely say, if you like Sublime, if you're an old fan of Sublime, you'll like it because it will certainly remind you of that. I mean, because you got the same rhythm section going. Even if you weren't that familiar or weren't a big fan of the old Sublime, you're going to like it because, as Rome says, the songs are just really, really good. Kevin, I know you got some clips we want to feature here. Maybe we can ask Rome a little bit about some of these new songs.
All right, Rome, we're going to play a clip from Only. Is there any
story
behind that, or you just want to hear it? Just hear it, all right. Whatever they say is not only, that's the only way I know. Whatever they say is not always, that's the only way for me. Come on.
Rome, you're one of those guys I see in the interviews that people do with you. They can't pigeonhole you because you seem to be a guy who likes so many different kinds of music, including a bunch of classic rock, Led Zeppelin, and stuff like that. Did any of that come to the forefront in any of these songs on the new record? Were you able to rock a little bit, or is it mostly kind of the beach kind of reggae sound that we heard in that track right there?
Man, the cool thing about like Sublime's music, especially Jeremy with Bud and Eric, is that they're super, super eclectic with the music taste and the way they play. So I can be grooving on a reggae part and then in about 15 seconds go into like the craziest huge rock and roll solo and then end it out with a punk beat and then slow it down for like a weird, you know, reggae dancehall beat at the very end. I mean, these guys are always down about shifting sounds and creating new genres. So it's like it's always changing and it's always evolving. Right. So that's the beauty of jamming with Bud and Eric, because these guys are endless.
Do Bud and Eric ever go, okay, new guy, we got this? Like when they're writing songs or something?
I mean, you know, sometimes if I bring something that's like whack, they're like, hold on. Let me, you know, reel this back a little bit and change some stuff.
Step out and take a smoke. Yeah. We're going to handle it from here.
Right. We are on the phone with Rome Ramirez, of course, the vocalist for the band Sublime. New album available today is called Yours Truly. What do you want to tell us about a song called Lovers Rock, Rome?
Oh, man. That's my baby.
This is your baby.
Well, this is a song that me and my producer partner, DJ Flick, put together. And this is actually one of the songs that we had for the album before we went in to do the album. Like, I had showed Bud and Eric, and they're like, oh, this is Gonzo. This is a killer song.
Fantastic.
And then when we went into the studio, oh, man, the guys put their parts on it and just knocked it out of the park.
This is called Lovers Rock. Get a little sound for that. That sounds great.
Sounds like summertime, I'll tell you that. Take It or Leave It is the next song. Listen up. We're on with Rome. This is another track from Yours Truly, new album in stores today. Hit it, Steve. Take it or leave it, the summer we're leaving. I purchased my ticket to New York first thing in the morning. Kissing you good morning and whispering goodbye. How are you? What's the biggest crowd you've played in front of, Rome, with Sublime?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to go ahead and say SWU Festival in South America in Brazil in front of like 80,000 people, man.
80,000. Wow.
80,000 yeah. people. And by the way, I want to remind everybody who's not familiar with Rome, 23 years old is how old he is now.
played in front of crowds up to 80,000. What a lineup you guys have for next month, too. In San Diego at the Cricket Wireless Theater on the 19th, Irvine on the 20th, Santa Barbara on the 21st, Lancaster, California on the 22nd, at the Shoreline Amphitheater in San Francisco on 23rd. I mean, as a guy who grew up in Northern California, these are venues you probably heard about your whole life. It must just blow your mind that you're playing there.
Man, tip on this. I have been to more concerts at the Shoreline than I have been anywhere else, and it's insane to roll there again for the second time.
Now you're on the stage.
There. Dude, it's rad.
And here's a song called Can You Feel It? Can you feel it? This sounds great.
Sounds like a great record. We are talking to a very happy Rome from the band Sublime. Of course, Yours Truly, long-awaited new album from Sublime, is finally out and available everywhere. I suspect we're going to be seeing you at some point later this year, my friend. But thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's always great to catch up with you.
Oh, dude, I'm going to go there in Butthouse and crash your guys' session one of these days.
Fantastic. We'd love you to do that. Thank you, Rome.
It's a deal. Thanks for calling to Moises Barba from Riverside. Latest winner to see that band, Rage Against the Machine, at L.A. Rising. Keep listening for your chance to win. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 7:55. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Breakfast with Incubus coming up next hour. And a story that I'm embarrassed to tell you coming up after the top of the hour that may involve a sexual arousement at a doctor's visit.
You should just be happy it still works.
Yes. Enjoy your arousement.
You know?
That arousement. It was the last arousal. Is that the word?
It was the last thing
I expected when I walked in there. But there were a lot of surprises. Anyway, I'll tell you my story and then I want to hear yours so I don't feel like such a freak. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
How do you like me now?
Not much.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there more to that?
Has something changed?
No, just saying. Mila Kunis. She's the goods.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. She was doing some press for her new movie, Friends with Benefits, with that pig Justin Timberlake.
That loser.
And she became aware of a YouTube video that had been posted by a Marine asking her if she would be his date to the Marine Corps Ball, which they do every year to celebrate the birthday of the Marines, which, of course, is November 18th. Everyone knows that.
Of course. November 10th.
Oh.
Maybe the ball is on the 18th this year, but the day is November 10th.
All right. So the ball's on the 18th, and Justin Timberlake said, well, you have to do this. You have to do it for your country. You got to go with this guy. And she said, yeah, okay, I'll go with him. So now this Marine is taking Mila Kunis to the Marine Corps Ball on November the 18th. That's his date.
Wow.
And he wins. She has just tweeted that she is happy to do it, and she's agreed to go with him, and they're going to be going together.
That's awesome. That's awesome of her. It's awesome that he thought of it and went through with it, and I hope it has a happy ending, and they're very much in love.
Power of the internet, mother effers.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And the power of the Corps, too, by the way.
Sure.
Just saying, the fact that he's a Marine. What?
Put her at gunpoint to make her go. It's not the point.
No, but I'm saying too. That's the point. They didn't have to because they're Marines.
They didn't have to because they're Marines.
Thank you for your service.
It's awesome.
Corporal. It happened apparently on Fox News. They were doing some press and they made them aware of it. And she had no idea. She had never seen the video. She didn't even know it was out there. So someone gave her the heads up and she said, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Ralph, you're the movie guy. I have to ask. Haven't we already seen this movie this year?
No, this is nothing like No Strings
Friends
Attached.
With Benefits or No Strings Attached, whatever that's called.
Nothing like that about the two friends who decide just to have sex and not have any romantic entanglements. It's nothing like that Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman movie.
Having seen the first one, I hope it is.
I liked nothing it. Like it?
I you liked it? No Strings Attached?
I did.
Because you're the only one.
Jesus.
Natalie Portman.
Whatever.
Kevin, that was one of the worst reviews. It's the clot. It's the clot.
Oh, don't blame it on the clot.
I'm feeling like it's the clot. That was one of the worst reviewed movies of the whole year.
My wife, who loves bad romantic comedies, just lives on. That's her bread and butter when it comes to movies. Must go see every bad romantic comedy. I said to her, I said, you know what? I know I always send you on your own or with your girlfriends. I will take you. We'll make a date night. We'll go see No Strings
Attached.
Because
you thought it might at least be okay.
Because I figured maybe Natalie Portman, I can suffer through that for two hours.
That's the thing is I just went and watched her.
Not enough.
I couldn't
Not
even tell you what
enough.
The movie's about.
I could.
Okay. Okay.
It's about 2 hours of hell is what it's about. It was horrible.
All right. Whatever. I'm excited about Mila Kunis in the same role.
I am too, and she has pretty good track record.
Yeah, she's super talented. I have no qualms about her performance. I'm just concerned about the sort of cliched premise that we've seen mere months ago. We saw the exact same film coming out. Having said that,
yes,
she's
Mila Kunis.
She's awesome.
She's adorable and she's sweet, and obviously that's been proven by what she's doing for this Marine. And, you know, Mila is the voice of Meg over on Family Guy. So
right, my colleague.
We've hung out a bunch of times. You know, when you're getting ready to do the voices, you all sit in this green room, and, you know, sometimes things get backed up.
Hot and heavy?
No, things get
physical?
Backed up. So other people are working, and you're there in a chat, and she is just the sweetest, kindest person you'd ever want to meet. I'm telling you, she is just a doll.
I can see how things would get backed up if you're in a room with Mila Kunis. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, yeah, no, but when will it just go to your brain?
When are we
going
to talk to the clot?
You can't blame everything you do on the clot, because everything you're doing is the same thing you've been doing from before.
That's right. Although he can't speak anymore. He used to be able to speak.
I'm telling you.
We got a moment with Bean out of it.
The Razzlement.
That's my fear, is they say you should call 911 if you think you're having a stroke and if all of a sudden you can't talk or you're feeling weird.
I should have called 911 years ago.
Kevin would never be off the phone if you were supposed to call 911 when you thought you were having a stroke.
If he could figure out the number.
How dare you.
And we're even talking about cartoons with Family Guy. Another Fox cartoon, Napoleon Dynamite, is in the works. Napoleon Dynamite, the animated series, is going to be on Fox.
Why so soon?
And they've just renewed it for another year. Hasn't aired yet. And Fox is so impressed with what they've seen so far, they have given them an order for another season. So
come get some ham.
It will begin this winter, and then a year later, you'll get a second season of Napoleon Dynamite.
You couldn't let him finish saying ham, Bean? You have to cut it off at half? Come on now.
Tina.
Be professional.
It's the clot.
Get some ham.
It's not the clot.
It's the clap.
It's you being bad.
The clap.
Tina, come get some...
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, comedian... Son of Philadelphia, Bill Cosby, celebrates his 74th birthday today. Whatever happened with his lawsuit? Remember that broad sued him because she said that he doped her up and molested her or whatever? Anybody remember that?
Paid her off or had her killed, one of the two, I'm sure, because we never heard about it again.
Gave her a poison pudding pop!
Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac is 68 years old today. Richard Simmons is 63. Kevin, you weren't here yet. The show had started, but you weren't here yet. We were talking about Richard Simmons earlier this morning.
I was a smidge late.
Yeah. Bean says he has released a photo of him planking. Richard Simmons planking on top of another dude.
Really?
That's his planking. Sometimes they call that porn.
Did he call it
planking? On another dude. I don't know.
Somebody else label it that.
No. He was planking on top of another man. That's the photo. I think they had it up on TMZ yesterday if you want to see it.
That's known as foreplay.
Cheryl Ladd is 60. Anna Friel from Pushing Daisies is 35 years old. Topher Grace from That 70s Show used to work with Mila Kunis. It all ties in. It
sure
all comes together. 33 years old today. Michelle Rodriguez from Lost and from Fast and Furious is 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Well, the crazy Incubus fans are coming out of the woodwork now because we're getting right down to the wire here. Breakfast with Incubus tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. Us with the band, super secret location, tiny place, huge band, performing live, answering our questions and yours. We'll give you your final chance to win those tickets coming up later this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Okay, so yesterday, guys, I came in and told you I was likely going to die because of the blood clot, right?
That's what I like about Bean, is that no matter what happens, if he would have stubbed his toe, he's likely going to die.
Yes.
That's what he goes to immediately.
I do feel like in my regular life, I'm this close to dying anyway. So every day is a gift.
He's a tease. Yeah. He keeps promising death and then never delivers.
Do you want some ice cream?
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had this awful sports injury. We won't bore you with the details.
Stop
but I was
calling it a sports injury.
I was winning a medal when it happened. But then as a result of that,
sleeping in bed.
I had potentially a blood clot that came up. And the listeners yesterday
advised
me. And
had a cramp.
And thank you for your advice. They advised me, yes, please go get that looked at. Blood clots can be serious. You can get an embolism. You can get a stroke. Yeah. I mean, it can kill you in an hour.
Mind
right?
your own business, listeners. That's the moral story. Yeah. You pipe down.
So I went to my doctor yesterday. My doctor looked at it and said, ooh, not so good. Doesn't look that good. Doesn't feel that good. It was hot. It was swollen.
Yeah.
He said, you need to go. They're serious. The blood clot implication is serious here. You absolutely have to go check it out. So they called and made me an appointment that afternoon to go get an ultrasound for the blood clot.
That's always good when you're in a doctor's office and then they call somebody else and say, go over there right now.
Yes.
That always fills you with confidence. Yeah.
And knowing that I'm already convinced I'm going to die, this is all I need. I can barely start my car. I'm trembling so much when I leave to go over to the other place, right? So I show up, and I don't know anything about ultrasounds because, well, I've never been pregnant, so what the hell do I know? So I show up for the ultrasound, guys, and I'm not kidding you when I tell you that everything that happened in the first, like, 5 minutes that I was there getting this ultrasound is absolutely true, and you're going to think I'm writing to Penthouse Forum. First of all, the chick who comes out to take me back for the ultrasound is named Rachel. She's about 25.
Yes.
She looks like a, if you can picture this, a redheaded but way hotter Zooey Deschanel.
What?
Okay?
Zooey Deschanel is hot.
I know she is. This woman's even hotter than Zooey Deschanel. She has a beautiful skin and beautiful big blue eyes, and she's got this gorgeous red hair. And, Ralph, I know your theory about the redheads.
Yes, 90-10.
Yep.
90% are pigs, but the 10% are hot are some of the hottest creatures on the planet.
So I don't know what's involved in the ultrasound, but I'm already wearing shorts, so I feel like she's just going to put some sort of a machine up to my calf and my lower leg, and she's going to do whatever magic they do and take some images, and I'm going to be out of there in a minute. So I walk in, and we have a little chit-chat, and she says, all right, I'm going to step out for a second. I need you to take off your pants.
Oh,
and
that's a dream scenario.
I need you to take off your shoes and socks.
I'm buzzed.
And she lays out a little towel or something that I'm supposed to cover myself with, right? And I'm thinking, wow, this is getting really, really good. Because
it was like a washcloth, not a towel.
I'm already desperately in love with Rachel. I'm already planning our lives and our futures together, right? So I take off my pants, and you never want to hear Bean say those words.
Oh, this is getting bad.
Sure don't. I take off my pants, I take off my shoes and socks, and I lay down on the table. And every second that I'm laying there, I'm fully expecting her to walk back in the door in some sort of lingerie or with some sort of lotion or something.
Fully expecting
I'm
not.
Fully expecting. Because
just
in
dreaming.
My mind, I'm thinking, this is going so well. This is going so much better than I thought it. And then she walks in and she says, and again, I don't know anything about ultrasounds. She takes this warm, viscous fluid and she starts rubbing it all up and down my leg. And she says,
they have to put that on your skin.
It's a conductive gel so that they can, you know, the vibrations of the ultrasound
whatever
go through
it
your
is.
Skin.
I couldn't tell at this point if I had provided that or if she had.
Oh,
so,
man, can you tell the story less creepy?
Hey, honestly, we're very much in love by this point, okay?
By we, you mean you. Ugh.
Rachel and me, right. So she puts this warm, viscous fluid on my leg, and she starts at the groin, and she even says to me, all right, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. I'm going to push your boxer shorts up so I can start from your groin and work my way down your entire leg.
And why are you wearing boxer shorts in the first place?
She told me to take my pants off. She didn't say anything about underwear.
You should get down there. You get nude.
Wait, if she's hot and she says take off your shorts, you take everything
off. Yeah, I'm stretched. I look like a Playgirl cell phone. She gets back in the room. I'm on one arm. You know, my hand just curiously draped over my junk at this point.
If she makes you put back on your boxers, maybe. Did you say I can take them off if they're in the way?
I didn't say that.
Come on!
So then she did put on rubber gloves, which was not part of the scenario I had in my mind. But she starts working you from the groin. I mean, she couldn't be any closer to the junk when she starts rubbing you all the way down your leg. And I guess what she's doing is she's creating blood flow, and God damn was she creating blood flow.
Here's the honest truth. Bean was thinking, how come nothing's happening down there?
Exactly.
I want some kind of reaction.
It's like waiting for a mummy to come alive out of a sarcophagus.
Why do you guys have to spoil all of my stories? Why do you guys have to put your stake on all of my sexy stories? So now, here she is. Bear in mind, she couldn't be any hotter. She's like 25 years old. She's rubbing up and down my leg, all the way up and down my leg. And there's nothing I can do at this point. I mean, I think you know where I'm heading with what happened after that. But it was just
giggity, giggity, giggity.
And I was thinking, I know she's a medical professional and she does this 80 times a day and there's nothing sexy about this to her, but I'm dying there. I'm absolutely dying.
She must know that that kind of rubbing that close in most guys, and I don't believe it happened with you, but in most guys
would
create some kind of reaction. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, is it inappropriate to offer her money to, you know, to finish? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No, that's perfectly appropriate.
what am I supposed to do? And then I started thinking, I can't be the only guy that this happens to, right? Because you're laying there on a table and you're under a little towel and she's hot and what are you supposed to do? And I'm thinking, I don't know that we've ever had people call in before, but there have to be lots of situations where people have gone to the hospital for something that wasn't the tiniest bit sexual, but because it was dealing with their body, it ended up being arousing, right? I don't think we've ever had that topic
No, we
before.
Haven't. You got aroused when you went to the doctor, and it wasn't something that you should have been aroused by. Like, they weren't trying
well,
to arouse
you. Well, you shouldn't be aroused by anything at the doctor.
I know, but it does happen. You know? Yeah.
But you know how, like, when Kevin goes to the strip club, he's convinced that the girls are really into him?
Hey, yeah. They do love me.
Mm-hmm. Right. I picture, you know, Lisa's going to the gynecologist and she goes, wow, I'm really getting lucky. This guy's into me.
And, but really.
gynecologists are never hot. They're like old and creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I need
to
hear.
And they carry the jaws of life. These big metal jaws of life. That's not sexy.
Now,
let me
explain what really happened with Bean, if you don't mind, because I speak
how
Bean.
Dare you?
How dare you? That
was
the story.
It was his calf.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So they went a little above the knee. That's what happened. That's all.
That was my brain. Oh, tumescent.
I am telling you, they went places that Mrs. Bean has never seen. It's pretty crazy.
It.
Ralph, it has to happen to you. You get turned on fairly easily in unusual situations. It had to happen to you, right?
Not so much.
You've never been to the doctor and got turned on?
No, not really.
It happened
really?
To me one time, and it's when I was getting a vasectomy.
Oh, that's the wrong time.
Because you have to take off everything, and the nurse was smoking hot.
Yeah.
And when I did, I was sitting on the table, I was like, please don't be hot, please don't be hot, please don't be hot. So that didn't work out quite so well.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take your calls. Guys or girls, you've been to the doctor, and it got suddenly hot, and you weren't expecting it. 1-800-520-1067. That's our number. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Axis of Awesome, next hour here on the program. Right now, you're taking your phone calls about inappropriate sexual arousal at the doctor's office or in the hospital, like happened to me yesterday. Unbelievably hot chick was giving me an ultrasound as we tried to find the blood clot that will later take my life. And by the way, I forgot to tell you this, Ralph. So I'm, chit-chat, laying the bean magic on her.
Yeah, wow, I bet that was good.
She couldn't wait to get out of that room on every level.
So what do you think about NASA?
So we started talking
about.
Did
you get your free Slurpee at 7-Eleven today?
I went immediately after I got out of the doctor. I went and got my free Slurpee. So we started talking about her schnoodle, her dog, the schnoodle. And then at some point in the conversation, she casually mentions, again, remember, redheaded, 25, looks exactly like Zooey Deschanel if Zooey Deschanel were even hotter, mentions her twin sister.
Yeah!
Comes up in the conversation, and again, I think this isn't a doctor's visit. This is they're filming me for a reality TV show, porn movie show.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And they're wondering why can't he get an erection? What's going on? This man is not a.
This has never happened to me before.
We're
she thought
no movement down there.
All right, so we're taking your calls. Let's try Nick on line four. We only got time for a few calls, so we'll try to take them as fast as we can. You went to the doctor or hospital, and somehow it turned sexy. What happened to you, Nick?
I actually had a testicular cancer scare, and part of trying to figure out if it actually is cancer is if they actually have to actually go in and give you an ultrasound on the suspected area.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in, and when I got in, one person came in, and it was like a guy, so I guess it was like just the main helper.
And the guy.
And he told me, okay, well, your nurses will be in. Just go ahead and remove your pants and put on this, like, towel thing. So I think actually go completely bottomless, and then when I and lay down, and the two came in, and then actually two, probably sevens, and
two seven out of tens. The nurses were sevens out of ten. Okay,
that's a 14.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know they had actually put the gel on, and so they had me cover everything but the the boys.
Yeah. All right.
So I didn't know what was going on. Then all of a sudden, I just felt gel and massaging and. I couldn't help it.
And you were like, this really is a porn.
Yeah.
I thought I was in a doctor's office.
Did I say sevens? They're nines.
The funny thing is that when it happened, when I actually got excited, one said, wow, and the other one said, hi there.
Oh, very nice. See, because usually the medical professionals just ignore it. They pretend they don't see it or it doesn't affect them at all. So that's awesome.
You should have said,
goers.
I usually don't go with, hi, I shake hands. That's what you should have said to her. All right, thank you for the call.
Let's try Mike on line 8. This sounds like it has potential to be awesome. Mike, welcome to the Kevin Beach Show. What's going on, man?
Hi there.
Not much. In college, I was at a party, pretty under the influence. Ended up falling off a second-story balcony. And, landed on my back. My friends, we couldn't figure out, you know, if anything was seriously wrong. So they took me to the ER about 3 hours later, and I was in the waiting room for about an hour. And then all of a sudden, this 10 out of 10 walks in.
A 10 out of 10. Now, wait a minute. We're not talking about a 10 for a nurse. We're talking about 10 out of 10 for all women?
No, a 10 out of 10 for all women.
Wow.
I thought it was a complete joke. So she asked me to strip down, and she leaves for a minute, and I thought my friends were messing with me. She comes back in and asks my friends to leave the room, and she starts feeling around in the area where I thought it hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was so messed up.
Happy?
Couldn't pinpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that too, but couldn't pinpoint where the pain was. And all of a sudden, something started to happen, and they asked me to leave.
Wait a minute. The hospital asked you to leave?
Well, the nurse came in, grabbed the doctor. They thought I was messing around. They didn't find, because they took x-rays, they couldn't find anything wrong.
It's not your fault if she's that hot?
That's what I said. So they sent me home. I came back 2 days later because the pain didn't go away. Then again, I didn't see the nurse again, but it turned out I'd fractured 2 bones in my spine.
Wow.
You should have sued that hospital.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, they sent you home with a broken back.
Send him home. He's got too much bone.
And blue balls too. Right, exactly. Thank you very much for the call. All these calls are so good, but we just don't have any more time. Let's keep going. Why are you enjoying this?
Let's just pick one more.
Let's try Michelle. We want to hear from the perspective of the person working in the hospital, because you got to see this all the time. Are you a nurse?
I was a nursing assistant whenever I was in high school.
Okay.
All right. What happened?
My job was to prep patients for surgery, and I had a gentleman in his 60s who was coming in for a penile implant for dysfunction.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Buzz. Yeah.
So he's in his 60s.
Mention that he had walked on the moon at any point in the conversation?
And you're in high school.
So he
looks like great-granddad.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. So you had to shave him down? Was that the plan?
Yeah, you have to get all of the hair and everything out, and
How'd that work out?
You can't blame Grandpa, though, he's got a hot high schooler who's working on his junk. I mean,
he obviously didn't need a penile implant if he was able to you.
Let's ask Michelle. Did he need a penile implant?
Well, no, I guess he really didn't. He got very flustered, and he started apologizing, and just trying to lighten the mood, I said, well, you know, maybe you don't need this surgery.
Yeah, nice. Not. And he said, well, I need to fully test it, so while you're there.
He just needs to spend more time with you. He'll be fine. Maybe it was his wife that was the problem, not the penis.
That's actually exactly what he said. He said, well, honey, if my wife isn't 17 years old anymore.
Oh,
and, of course, by that you mean 18. All right,
he
very
didn't need
good.
A penile implant. He needed a strange implant. That's what he needed.
Exactly.
Throw something new on the menu.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
We could go all day, but unfortunately we're out of time. We do have to clear the lines. Kevin, this is our final pair of tickets pairs of tickets for Breakfast with Incubus tomorrow, right?
Yes, final pair of tickets for tomorrow.
Okay. What are we looking for this time?
We are looking for the biggest Incubus fans. That's what we're looking for.
Uh-oh. Everybody, they crazy.
Everyone claims. You'd be surprised how many we get, I'm the biggest Incubus fan. Yeah. And if you read through them, you go, well, if I believe you, then I can't believe the other 400 that I got today. So there's a lot of people who are the biggest Incubus fan. So we need to find the actual biggest Incubus fan. We're going to do that next at 1-800-520-1067. We got some entries on our Facebook. We're going to call some of those people back. So we're going to do that next.
And it kind of needs to be – it can't just be I love him so much in my heart you don't understand. There has to be some sort of empirical evidence that you can point to show what a big Incubus fan you are, right? Shows you've seen, time you've spent, art projects you've been involved in, collections that you've built. We're looking for people who are really dedicating their time and life to Incubus. Those are the people that we need to help us with the breakfast tomorrow. Am I right?
Maybe you drive an Inky bus.
That person is not invited. 1-800-520-1067. Sell yourself to get into Breakfast with Incubus. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean. This time tomorrow, we're going to be in a super secret location with the band Incubus. Their brand new album available in stores and for download today, called "If Not Now, When." By the way, this band.
Can I just butt in real quick and say,
yes,
this is the final pair that we're giving away to join us. But you are going to be able to go to the website and watch it if you'd like. It is going to be webcast, so you can watch the entire thing if you'd like to by going to the website.
All right.
And, of course, listen on the radio as well, too. So sure. It's going to be live tomorrow. But if you want to be there in person, you want to get all hot and sweaty with the band, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. We've played all the wacky games. Now we're looking for the hardcore Incubus fans to kind of round it out. You've already, you know, if you're a hardcore Incubus fan, you've already tried to win every day on the Kevin Devine Show. And so far, you have been unsuccessful. So this is your last chance to tell us why the party cannot go off without you there. And let us start with Amy. Amy is on line 9 here on the Kevin Devine Show, and she claims, Kevin, the final pair of tickets ought to be hers. Hi, Amy.
I know. Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for emailing us with your 7-page email.
Yeah, I honestly, when it gets to like 100,000 words, I just start to gloss over it, and I really lost the thread of your story.
Although I do blame us, because we said, tell us why you're the biggest Incubus fan, so she thought the most evidence would help.
Sure.
Right. The more the better. Okay.
What's the deal in 30 seconds, Amy, if you can tell us why you're the best person to be the final person there?
Basically, my friends are tired of me constantly talking about Incubus. All my tweets are about Incubus. My Facebook is all Incubus. If you look at my YouTube, a lot of my YouTube videos are Incubus. I went to their headquarters two weeks ago.
According to your email, you pretty much slept there. It looked to me like you were homeless and you were just pretty much hanging out in front of their headquarters for about a week.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I went there 4 days. I went there at 5 a.m. when they had an interview with KTLA, and I was there with like about 10 fans because they randomly tweeted that they were going to have an interview at 5 a.m. And I'm like, hey, I want to meet the band, so, you know, maybe they'll let me meet them at 5 a.m. if I'm that crazy. And I actually did meet them.
Oh, how about that?
And they're the nicest guys in the world, right?
Yeah, they're so cool. So
Did you stay up till midnight last night so you could download the album when it became available on iTunes?
Yes. I have the album at midnight. I went on iTunes and I got it.
Wow. And how many times have you listened to it since midnight?
Maybe 5.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
Amy is exactly what we're looking for, Kevin.
Yeah, I agree.
You are in the running for the final pair of tickets and also to be America's Next Top Model. So you haven't won them yet, but congratulations. All right. So that's what you're up against. That's the kind of crazy hardcore Incubus fan we're talking to. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Mary. Mary is on line 1. She takes it even in a different direction. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi. My God. I was that caller that got hung up on last week.
I named the show backwards. That's right. Yeah, we went to you and you were gone. That's right. Well, I'm glad you got back through. So what's the deal beyond what you failed at? What have you succeeded at with Incubus?
I can beat that girl that just called me. I have named my two kids after Incubus. My daughter's name is Stellar, Madison Stellar, and my son, he's 9 months old, and his name is Brandon. My husband would not let me name him Brandon Boyd.
Well, your husband is right, first of all, but Brandon's a good name.
What does your husband think about all your kids having to have Incubus names?
I actually want a third. If I have a third girl, I will name her Bella or Anna Molly. I swear to God.
You're not. Don't. Please don't name her Molly.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
I see you told lesbian phone screener Chip that you have seen Incubus how many times?
24 times, and I was at their HD live shows 3 times 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Jeez.
24 times. You know, most of the people listening have not seen 24 concerts in their lives. You've seen 24 just Incubus shows.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy.
Hey, it sounds like you're crying. Why don't you hold on? We can't handle crying. We're not emotionally equipped for that.
We're almost out of time, but what are we going to do with these people? What are we going to do?
Let's
want to talk to a semi-stalker and it's a dude? Want to talk to Edgar and find out what that's about?
Yeah, but I don't think people who have restraining orders count. But yes, Edgar.
Hey, guys. People have accused me of having like a slight man crush on Brandon Boyd.
Hey, don't we all, man? Come on, get in line. Seriously.
Everyone does, but go ahead.
Yeah, I ended up dragging my sister out one morning because I knew that they had like a surf contest down in Hermosa Beach at Tinker Huntington a couple years back, and we hung out patiently while he surfed and then kind of bum-rushed him to the beach when he came off of it and managed to take a picture with him.
I'm sure he loves to be bum-rushed while he's surfing.
Yeah, I felt a little awkward.
You should.
But I got the picture anyway, so I was stoked. Then also went to the Time Lapse Consortium show because it's like a little spring off of their normal stuff and hung out to the very end of the show to make sure that I got a picture with Ben Kenny.
Okay.
And seen them man, countless of times. And it's weird because I took my sister. She didn't care for them too much. I took them to a show. Now she loves them. My girlfriend didn't care for them. Now she is completely infatuated with them. So,
all right. Yeah, all right. Hang on 1 second there. You're scaring me now.
All right. Sorry, we're running out of time, though, too. So
the thing about Incubus, and I think this is interesting, is in my mind, I picture them as being a super, super chick-friendly band. But as a dude, I really like them, too. I mean, I think they are a really good rock band.
It seems
like they're for everyone, right? There's not just chicks that are into Incubus, is what I'm saying.
Bean, I liked Amy, and I liked Mary. Amy's the first girl we talked to.
Right.
Right.
And I like Mary, who named her kids after.
Right. What do you suggest?
I'm saying, do we have two?
Do we have two pairs? You're going to have to check that with the king of Mexico. You know he's in charge of
things
like
that. Let's give him away. He can find them. Let's give him away to both of them.
He can give up his pair.
Yeah, Dave cannot go.
Oh, Dave doesn't have to go. All right, well, let's go to Amy and see how she feels about that. See if she's cool with coming.
Amy?
Yeah?
You're in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're in. You're coming to the breakfast.
You are in.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Hold on. And let's go to Mary, who now has Dave's tickets. Congratulations, Mary.
Oh, my God. I'm so deep inside. Oh, my God.
Oh, your poor husband. You're leaving him tomorrow. He doesn't even know it yet.
Oh, he's going to be so happy being.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, Mary. Congratulations.
My patience today. Oh, my God.
All right. Take it easy. You have tickets. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Ouch.
All right.
Sorry, Edgar. Just that creepy enough.
And now, a moment with Bean.
You liked No Strings Attached?
I did. Kevin, that was one of the worst reviews.
That was a moment with Bean.
Even other people's moments make me look bad.
In Bean's defense, it was one of the movies.
That's true. That's hard to argue with. Yeah.
I don't know how any of us have a job. All right, more foreigners taking work away from hardworking Americans. Axis of Awesome joins us after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
If you're here in Southern California, the Axis is playing tonight at Largo.
Fantastic.
And I saw the show here last time they were in town. And I'm telling you, one of the funniest and also musically entertaining shows I've seen in a long
time. It's really hard to find people who can play good music and are funny.
These guys are one or the other, usually. These guys are great. I'm not just saying that because they're in the other room. I highly recommend you go see their show because it's just outstanding stuff. And they've got a new album out that you can download on iTunes as of today. And it's just a lot of stuff going on with those guys. So.
I downloaded it at 12:01. I've listened to it 5 times already.
No, that was the girl with the Incubus.
That was the Incubus fan we just talked to. Okay. Yeah.
In the next hour, I'll be giving away tickets for the Captain America premiere. So you're going to want to come back and see me around 9:45 or so. But in the meanwhile, let's talk about show business news. Another disgruntled Scientologist speaks out.
Uh-oh.
His name is Placido Domingo Jr.
Is that an opera singer?
His dad is Placido Domingo, who is the legendary operatic tenor. Placido Jr., I'm not sure if he sings or what it actually is.
Probably not at all.
But I know he's unhappy with Scientology. He met his wife, Samantha, through Scientology back in 1994. They married and then they divorced, but always remained on good terms. However, Samantha decided to leave the church.
Yeah.
Officials pulled Placido Jr. aside and said, "You have to disconnect from your ex-wife and your family. You have no further contact with him."
That is the M.O.
Then he said, "All right, I'm out of here too." He took off. And members were encouraged to unfriend him on Facebook. And someone wrote a blog online revealing very personal information that he had only revealed during a Scientology auditing session.
Oh,
that's low.
So they just pretty much outed him on all his deepest, darkest secrets online.
Wow. Look, if you're running a church where you have to blackmail people to try to keep them in, then people don't want to be in your church.
I don't know a lot about it.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere and then you sign a huge check and if you don't, they'll kill you.
Yeah. So a very interesting article in the Village Voice. If you want to check it out, you can read it online. But I just perused it. I'm telling you, it's some scary business.
Yeah.
Although I'm all in favor of it, so don't don't kill me.
Stupid Dean. Why would you be talking bad about
Bean? No, I think Scientology is the only good religion.
Bean.
That's what I was saying.
Don't kill me.
It was Lisa who was saying those people are crazy.
I didn't say a word. No.
Evil. Good news for sci-fi fans. Torchwood, Miracle Day. the beginning of the premiere episode of the Torchwood USA series. Torchwood had been a series on in the UK on the BBC for several years, and now they're doing an American version, and it was a big hit. Star says over a million viewers tuned in for its debut, so that's good news for that show.
I was one of them. It's great.
That John Barrowman is a good actor. He plays Captain Jack.
Except
what?
Except Mekhi Phifer almost ruins the hour.
Oh, you're an idiot. That's ridiculous.
Mekhi Phifer.
Because you haven't seen it yet, Ralph. You don't know how
horrible
he is.
Anything. I'm just saying. All I hear you screaming about is Mekhi Phifer.
Because it's shocking to me that it's a great hour, except for Mekhi Phifer. It's shocking to me that a director left that in the show because it's so uneven compared to the other terrific performances in the hour.
All right.
Ralph, you're an actor. I want your honest assessment after you see it.
Producer Alex, book Mekhi Phifer in the show. We got to have him on.
I don't know if we want to have the conversation with Mekhi Phifer.
We're going to have to talk this down.
I want you to watch it, Ralph,
we're gonna have to
and get
hug
back
this out,
to me. Will you do that?
I will do that, sir.
You will love it. It is great.
And this week, the father of Hugh Hefner's new girlfriend is speaking out.
I'm sure he's happy.
Hef's new girlfriend is Anna Sophia Berglund. She is 25 years old. She's currently dating the 85-year-old
Dad, I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Chris Berglund, the dad of Anna, was talking this week, and he said he loves Hef. And if my daughter wants to marry him, I'm fine with that, he said.
Yeah.
As Hefner passed him a check.
Is he getting some kickback?
Yeah, right.
Well, I think
Miss March is who he's passing him down.
Yeah, I think maybe Dad Berglund just wants to hang out at the mansion and see what he can scrape together.
His daughter's is in.
Something to work out. I don't know. And while we're talking about sex and celebrities, Chris Hansen, formerly the host of To Catch a Predator, was supposed to become the new anchor of Dateline NBC after Ann Curry segued over to the Today Show full time. But apparently that plan has been changed. You may have heard the story where Chris was busted cheating on his wife with a 30-year-old reporter in Palm Beach, Florida. He was caught on hidden camera by the National Enquirer.
That's really pretty funny, isn't it?
It is perfect.
I'll just be your secret lover.
That's what he said to her. And apparently, it's not a secret anymore. And now NBC has changed their plans about making Chris the face of the show.
I'm horny for you.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
I'm in my 40s, but guarantee that I'm not some old guy wanting to perv a young boy.
Yeah, no. Young girl. You want to perv. Get your facts straight. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor-comedian Bill Cosby, 74. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac turns 68 years old today. Fitness guru and all-around fun guy Richard Simmons turns 63. Cheryl Ladd, she was one of the Charlie's Angels. She is 60 years old. Have you seen the trailers for the new Charlie's Angels?
They're gonna put on ABC.
No. Looks pretty entertaining.
Right.
You like hot chicks with guns.
All right.
I do.
If you insist.
Anna Friel from Pushing Daisies is 35. Topher Grace from That 70 Show is 33 years old. And Michelle Rodriguez from Lost and from Fast and the Furious. And for a short period of time from the Sybil Brand Correctional Facility. I think she also spent a little time there. She's 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll be live with the band Incubus. Be sure to be listening or watching it through the website and Ustream. The whole thing's going to be presented for you in its entirety. Today, I'm going to say even better than Incubus, ladies and gentlemen, because Axis of Awesome.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yes.
My little brother would disagree. He loves Incubus.
I'm going to disagree as well. I love you guys.
They have awesome right in their names, Kevin.
They do. That's
Come on.
True.
You can't argue with that.
It's got to be compensating for something, right?
The happiest day that ever happened on the Kevin and Bean Show is the day we fell into bed with you guys and just created a giant man mountain.
Yeah. Why do you have to make it sound... Everything sounds terrible coming out of your mouth.
Axis of Awesome, we've had on a bunch of times this year, and of course they were one of the great acts on the April Foolishness Bill. They have been kind of the artist in residence on Tuesday nights at Largo, which is on North La Cienega in Los Angeles. How's that been going for you guys?
It's been wonderful. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun all around the country. And Largo has been like our home, and everyone there is lovely.
Yeah, so we do have a spare bed there if anyone does need to come along tonight and have a snooze. Mm.
It is weird, though.
That's how to sell a show.
Yeah.
We're going to put you to sleep, so.
It is weird to be a band and also to be comedians and do the same venue once a week. But you never run out of new people who want to come see you, so I guess it makes a lot of sense. It's word of mouth. People go, oh, my God, you didn't see him last week. You have to go see him next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the music aspect means people come along for that. They come along and sing along to the songs now. And
Unlike comedians, we get to do the same material over and over again because it's music. So
yeah, we get in trouble if we don't do bird playing. plane sometimes, which is an old song that we do a lot. Imagine.
People have rioted, chairs have been pulled up, set on fire.
I don't think any of that's happened.
Why today, would I lie? Why would I make something like that up?
I'm not sure. Do you see these scars?
Do you see these scars?
It's radio. It's radio. They can't see. Right.
Good. Tell Axis of Awesome fans why today is a big day for the band.
Well, our new album, Animal Vehicle, comes out today.
Yeah. In an hour and a half or so? No, it's already on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, and we'll have physical copies within the hour.
Yeah, so if you can't make the show tonight, just get on your computer and onto the internet and buy our stuff.
Tell us about Life is Good. We're going to play that. Give us a little intro to that, and then we'll play it for the CD.
Yeah, it's a song about celebrating and enjoying life.
When life is good,
when you're having fun,
feel on top of the world,
feel like number one. Yeah, life is great, it'll never end.
Fun with yourself
and fun with friends.
Yeah, it's party time,
don't wanna stop.
Yeah, it's off the hook,
gonna reach the top. When the sun goes down and you've had your fun,
don't forget,
don't forget,
don't forget, don't forget
to delete your internet history.
Everyone loves life,
don't let it go to waste,
cause fun is fun,
you should reset your case.
The party's done, listen up you rookies, clear your autofill forms
and delete your cookies.
If the stuff you found
that you wanna keep,
put it on a drive,
hide it where you sleep. When the sun goes down and you've had your fun,
don't forget,
don't forget,
don't forget,
don't forget,
don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget,
don't forget.
History. Cause I don't wanna see a horse and a man.
Come on, that's important. That's public service right there.
I was with you right up until
that's
the last.
I'm saying that's a public service.
Yeah. We were in Atlanta and we played that song and a gentleman goes, oh, you wrote a song about Mr. Hands.
Who?
The guy on the internet who makes love to horses.
Oh. We didn't know was a real thing.
Thank you, Atlanta.
Then you had to go find it.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a guy we talked about on the show quite a bit a couple of years ago who died having sex with a horse. Remember the story?
That was Mr. Hands.
But what people may not remember is the horse was making love to him. He wasn't making love to the horse.
That's the best part.
That's the best part of the story, right?
How is that the best part?
Because he died. That's why that's the best part.
I don't know how much love is actually being made. Yeah. I think there's a bit of hate being made. Yeah.
Axis of Awesome is here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Do we have time to play another clip from the new album? It's available on iTunes today, and the album is called Animal Vehicle. What do you have up next?
Well, we don't have time to play the whole song, unfortunately, but Language of Love we could play part of.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Any setup needed for that or no?
Yeah, this is a love song that's going out to a special woman, and Benny has translated the song into the language of love into French.
Sorry, French?
I look up above and I see the stars. Reminds me of this love of ours.
Ich gucke nach oben und ich sehe die Sterne. Es erinnert mich an unsere Liebe.
Benny, that's not French.
Yeah, I don't speak French. I speak German.
German is not the language of love.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a love song.
Yeah, but you told me to translate it. I'm doing all I can.
Sounds beautiful.
With your big brown eyes and your long flowing hair. My passion for you is beyond compare.
Mit deinen großen braunen Augen und deinen glänzenden Haaren. Meine Leidenschaft für dich ist unvergleichbar.
Hurry into my arms.
Komm schnell, du kriegst deine Umarmung.
Cause in your embrace, I'm ready to face the world.
Die Welt.
The language of love.
Die Sprache der Liebe.
The language of love.
Die Sprache der Liebe.
Like a foot in a shoe or a hand in a glove.
Yeah.
The language of love.
So you get a little taste of what that's like. And the language of love, not German, it turns out.
Yeah, Benny, I'm not convinced your translations are accurate. I think we need to go back to the drawing board on that.
Calling
Animal Vehicle, Axis of Awesome, new album available for download today. These guys are awesome. You can see them at the Largo on North La Cienega Boulevard with our good friend Chris Hardwick as your special guest tonight. We'll find out more about that and hear more from the album when we return on the Kevin.
Access of Awesome in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. They were just telling us off the air they think they're better than Nirvana. And I was just surprised to hear them, you know, make a brash statement.
I didn't think that would make it onto air, to be honest.
I just think we're more complete than Nirvana. I never said we were better.
Well, you are now.
That's true.
There's still three of you.
They're so not.
Did I need to clarify that?
No, we got it. That was too much.
I take that back.
I try to give the boys a compliment here, and I don't mean this as a pun, but they are in fact awesome. We've been lucky enough to have them on the show and see them perform live, and they are great. You'll have a fantastic time when you go free tonight, courtesy of the Kevin and Bean Show, to see them at the Largo, 366 North La Cienega Boulevard. We have tickets for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. 5 pairs of lucky winners. We'll go see Chris Hardwick along with Access of Awesome tonight. The new album comes out today. It's available on iTunes right now, or go to accessofawesome.net. What's up next here, Kevin?
We have the Four Chord Song. You guys want to tell us? It's been changed a little, or
this is the new version of Four Chord Song that we've. It's quite popular on the internet, and it's
your biggest song, right?
Yeah, this is the big one.
This is the one that blew up YouTube, and everybody said, "Hey, what's up with these?"
This is our Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't want to draw comparisons again, but
it's a history of pop music in just four chords.
Yeah, all right, here you go.
My life is brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young, I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate. No more, no more, it cannot wait. I'm your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you if I could. Then I would, I'd go where. Nobody wants to see us together, but it don't matter, no. Cause I got
you. Take me home to the place where I belong.
I'm your biggest fan, I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, Papa. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream.
I come from a land down under. Red, white, and blue. Funny things you do. America, America, this is you.
They say that Taylor was a good girl, never wanted to be late. Complaint, express ideas in the brain.
I need some love like I've never needed love before. I'm gonna make love to your baby.
Hey, God.
Okay, cause I got no self-esteem. With a thousand eyes and a good disguise. And I'm wrapped between the eyes. And I'm wrapped between the eyes.
Just so beautiful.
so damn beautiful. Too late to apologize. Too late. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's alright, because I like the way it hurts. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Can't read my, no, he can't read my poker face.
Come on, Bobby, let's go party.
Only what you need from it. A family of trees, woman.
Time to say goodbye.
Little DeSuto Conte.
Should old acquaintance be forgot
and never brought to mind.
I'm more than a phone, I'm more than a plane, I'm a bird.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way that things have gone? And doesn't that seem peculiar? Cause everyone wants a little more. It's something I do remember to never go this far. That's all it takes to be a star.
You.
That was Rocket Man by Elton John and friends.
You put Double Rainbow in there.
Yeah.
We did.
Nicely
done.
And that's not auto-tune. That's actually a medical condition.
That's fantastic. Thank you, guys. Axis of Awesome is here. They have the new CD, Animal Vehicle, which comes out today.
Mm-hmm. The glorious epic of Three Men Who Are Awesome is on it. Also, Harry Potter and the Drunk Teenager Animals Escaping from the Zoos. I think you need to buy the album just for that alone.
Yep, absolutely.
But fantastic work, you guys. Have fun at the Largo tonight, and you're welcome back anytime on the Kevin DeBee Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
I feel like you're this close.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Wow. Okay, that was good. All right. Sorry, Bean. What?
That was my fault. I forgot we were doing that again.
What the hell's going on?
Momenting with Bean again.
We're going to play the moment with Bean, and then he started talking, and then Beer Mug hit the moment anyway.
Right? So why did you just let it run at that point? You're going to stop
it mid-moment?
That's
what I expected, too, but it was a disaster on everybody's part.
And now, look, a moment with Bean.
You liked No Strings Attached?
I did. Kevin, that was one of the worst reviews.
That was A Moment with Bean.
We'll cut that all out in post. Don't worry.
I start laughing whenever I know I'm in a moment, because you either have to laugh or cry when you realize how inept you are, and I just choose to laugh.
The problem is, on this show, you hear that music as soon as you start screwing up. And
exactly.
I know, because there's way more of mine than anyone else.
All right, no one's still listening, Ralph, but if they were, what would you have for them right now on the show?
It's too bad, because I've got passes to give away to the
I'll get them back.
Very special red carpet world premiere of Captain America, the First Avenger. But sadly, you've driven away all the listeners, and now no one will win the tickets. That's what I feel bad about.
I believe that the nerds will sit through our nonsense to get to your giveaway.
They are the only people. They're the only people. It's the El Capitan Theater Tuesday, July the 19th. El Capitan there right in the heart of Hollywood. The movie's in theaters everywhere on Friday, July the 22nd. But if you are the lucky winner of these tickets, you will not only see Captain America, the First Avenger before anyone else, but you'll see it alongside the likes of, let's say Chris Evans, who is Captain America himself. How about Hugo Weaving, who plays the evil Red Skull? Why do you laugh?
Is the skull his badness? I mean, he just has a bad skull?
No. He's an evil Nazi. He's one of the. He's probably the evilest Nazi. He out evils Hitler. That's how bad a Nazi he is.
Out evil Hitler?
Because his face is a giant red skull.
All right.
His entire face is the red skull.
Okay.
Hence the name Red Skull.
Well, couldn't a dermatologist take care of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me just do some dermabrasion on your skull? No, I don't think so. Face is a skull. You're a little out of the league of a dermatologist. Why don't you just go get a clot? Just throw a clot, will you? Of course, I have to ask a trivia question, because it wouldn't be Ralph Showbiz Beat if I didn't ask a trivia question these cool tickets. And we were just talking about that Red Skull. Of course, one of Captain America's pantheon of villains, one of his rogues gallery, if you will. But he's got a lot of villains. He's got like Batroc the Leaper, the French guy who leaps everywhere. He's a bad one. He's not a guy you want to tangle with.
He's just a leaper?
Yeah.
That's how bad he is? He just leaps? Look at that guy. He's leaping.
And one of my favorite villains, I'm going to ask you a trivia question about him right now. He was one of the top scientists for the Nazi Party, created many weapons of mass destruction for Hitler's army, including the death ray, the disintegration pistol, androids, of course, that he built for Hitler before Captain America took him on. But his biggest technology, his biggest breakthrough was Adhesive X. A super strong adhesive that could not be dissolved or removed by any process known. Adhesive X.
Some super glue.
Adhesive X.
I know that's what they're calling
it. It's called Adhesive X.
But it's super glue.
So, you won't get away from Adhesive X. They would say, the Nazis.
Are you just making stuff up now?
Because he knows we don't know.
Name the supervillain. Name the supervillain who invented Adhesive X. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call.
The villain Glue Man.
No.
Although, is it Super Elmer's?
Although I will have you know that the only person who found a dissolving solution for Adhesive X was another villain named Paste Pot Pete.
Come on, there's no villain named Paste Pot Pete.
There was. But he wasn't the one who invented Adhesive X. Give me the name of Captain America's arch nemesis who did that, and you will
be... What
is
happening?
You will be a happy, happy person. Sad news this morning.
Uh-oh.
Sherwood Schwartz, a name...
Oh, no.
That is synonymous with television history. Sherwood Schwartz was the creative genius behind two of the most popular long-running television shows in history.
Okay.
At least via syndication. He, of course, created Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
That was his baby right there. And the mother effing Brady Bunch.
Come on with the come on.
That is quite an accomplishment.
How ex... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What? That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. That's a giant of television.
Two
I'm
of
very
the
sad.
Most I assume, famous television programs ever.
Okay, right.
I assume you bring him up because there's bad news for Mr. Schwartz.
He has passed away today at the age of 94 years old.
You just scooped me out of death, by the way, Ralph.
Yeah, how about that? Bean didn't know about his death.
I didn't know about that. I heard it from Ralph.
How did that happen?
I've been very busy today.
You know, Bean didn't know about it because I would have said, Sherwood Schwartz. Oh, died today at the age of 94.
That's true.
You would have heard that.
He created
Brady Bunch. Ralph, you have something to say? Do you have a story about Sherwood Schwartz? Yeah, so. Apparently he woke up this morning with a pain in his calf.
Is that right?
Yeah, and by lunchtime he was dead. So,
oh, no.
Apparently threw a clot.
I read his book about Gilligan's Island, by the way. It was fascinating, the stories he had to tell about
Not as show. Fascinating as the story about you reading his book. I hope there's
I'm just
more.
Saying. I'm
I
just
want to get the TV rights to that story and make a series out of you reading books.
I'm just saying I was a huge fan of Mr. Schwartz and he will be missed.
Tell us more about you reading the book, though. That was good.
From Schwartz to Schwarzenegger.
How do you do it?
Magic. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of the United States. What? Of California. The United States of California.
Wow.
Well, you know, Riverside's talking about seceding from the state, so maybe there will be United States of California.
They've never seceded in anything out there.
No, not succeeded. Succeeded.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
He is going back to the movie business now that the scandal about his love child has died down. It's been announced in the L.A. Times. Not the L.A. Times. Sorry. Deadline.com has announced that his first movie back will be a Western called The Last Stand. A Western.
Hmm.
He'll be making a reported $12.5 million for it.
Wow.
I think he should donate all to the government of California so we can take a chunk out of our deficit.
That will not take a chunk out of our deficit.
No, it probably wouldn't even make a difference.
It is amazing that for the last 5 years or whatever he's been governor, he was probably making what, Ralph? About $100, $150,000 a year or something?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Making the big bucks again. The Last Stand. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a gunslinger. Listen here, Sidewinder.
What a bizarre choice.
I'm going to fill you full of lead so that you get the red eye at the saloon. And it'll come pouring out of you with all the holes in you that you'll have.
Sounds threatening.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Want to talk to your winner?
I would love to talk to Noah. Noah,
Hi. What's
the name of Captain America's arch-villain who created Adhesive X?
Baron Zemo.
Baron Zemo!
Yeah! Now, are we...
Baron Zemo!
Are we giving this guy something for that?
We're giving him a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere of Captain America, the First Avenger.
We shouldn't encourage that.
Yes, we should, because he knew it was Cap's secret arch nemesis. Baron Zemo.
Mr.
Congratulations.
Blue
Not
Man.
Mr. Glue Man. No. Congratulations, Noah. You're going to go to the screening. Hold on. We'll give you the details, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
At least he won't miss any sex going to the movies that night.
Baron Zemo.
That is true.
It's very true.
I am Baron Zemo.
Love Baron Zemo.
I hope he's in the movie with his super glue.
Adhesive X is better than super glue.
All right, whatever.
Is it? Okay, I didn't know.
Let's paste pot Pete's around. Then you're in trouble.
Paste pot Pete.
Today's celebrity
on.
Birthdays. Bill Cosby, legendary entertainer, is 74 years old today. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac fame is 68. Richard Simmons is 63. Cheryl Ladd of Charlie's Angels is 60 years old. Anna Friel. She was so adorable on Pushing Daisies. She's 35. That 70s show star Topher Grace is 33. Michelle Rodriguez celebrates her 33rd birthday.
I only
today.
Pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph.
Baron Zemo.
Wednesday morning, we've got an all-new program for you. John Benjamin, he's got a van, though, you know.
Very funny.
I've heard that.
He's of X. Very funny TV show. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah!
And most importantly, we're going to be on location, and we're going to be having our breakfast with Incubus.
Yeah!
Unless I glue you to your seat with Adhesive X.
Which you can listen to on the radio station or watch on the website. So either way, if you'd like, right. That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.